Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you've been talking to the people, trying to get them to go your way, telling us not to worry. You say we won't be led astray. We're so tired of y'all taking fine.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Friday night. Tonight we have a special guest with us, and I also have a special co-host with me. Brother Eric, are you with me? Brother Eric, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Antoinette.
Okay,
can you hear
great.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, well, tonight we have a special guest with us. Tonight we have a special guest with us. Well, we have two. We have Professor Gabriel. Say his last name for me.
Dr. Gabriel Oyeba.
Oyeba. And we have his ambassador, John Glover. So, gentlemen, when you're ready, if you just press 1, I can open up your line. But we see that with both of the songs that was played tonight as the opening, you know, one where it was dealing with, you know, like the state of Black America, what we go through, and through the professor's work and math, being a mathematician, and, you know, he has, it seems like everything he has is right there in the math formulas that he has mastered. And then, you know, the same thing with the body, you know, he uses that to help with the body as well. To help with the brain. So it's so many things that, you know, his work has helped us along with, and also with even establishing our government so that we can, I don't want to say take over, but, you know, just to have control over us on how we should be.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You said that beautiful. That is it. Man, that Kim Weston, hey.
Yeah, Miss Kim is. I told her before the show. I said that song was requested. I was going to play it,
yeah.
But I said it was fitting because, you know, with the professor and ambassador, you know, they're working on the body, you know, the body and the mind and everything. So, you know, this is good. You know, where he is the Black Einstein. He finished Einstein's formula, and, you know, he has it out there. You know, so he is the Black Einstein. The Black Albert
Einstein. All right,
Einstein.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Man, I feel good, Antoinette. Oh,
well,
man,
that's
I feel
good.
Real good. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was in Cambridge University in England, and the Declaration of the God Order by stating that Gagut, G-A-G-U-T, which is God revealed. I mean, so this is really something, you know, to solve the human problems, providing solutions to the human problems. And, you know, and it even says for here that it allows the Black origin of 2 + 1 = 3, something Jim Crow never knew and couldn't teach the Black race. So I'm really looking forward to this. And so, gentlemen, when you're ready, again, press the number 1 and I can open your line.
Go ahead and read some more, Antoinette. You got any more to read?
Well, I mean, it's about to read.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read some.
I don't have my glasses with me.
How you feeling today, Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, yeah.
I'm well, but it is so much. See, I can't be on a different page and see inside the studio also.
Oh, okay. All right. You don't have this
up in front of you?
Nah, I don't.
Okay, well, we're still waiting for them. Do you want to...
That's okay. You got some music?
Yes, you want to give them a call, please, and see what's going on?
Yeah, no, it's okay. They'll be here. It's all right. They'll be here. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay.
Play some music.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Just a moment. We got a hand up, so maybe this is them.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Welcome to... Hello. How are you?
Gaga greetings. Gaga greetings.
Gaga greetings, Mr. Glover.
Yes. You did a very good introduction. I just want to share with all the audience members there today. Like I said, I'm an assistant to Professor Gabriel Odoyibo at the OFAPID Institute of Technology. And you probably want to know, well, who is Professor Gabriel Odoyibo? In order to understand Professor Gabriel Odoyibo, you must understand the God order. What is the God order, you ask?
Yes.
The God order is God ordained a black man, Professor Gabriel Odoyibo, with the ultimate intelligence of Eta sub infinity. Eta sub N, first revealed by God to Professor Gabriel Odoyibo, is the exact formula for intelligence, where N measures the level of intelligence, and Eta sub N is equal to G sub NJ times X sub J to the N plus 1 power. God has designed that N to be infinity for Professor Gabriel Odoyibo. Therefore, Professor Gabriel Odoyibo is blessed with the ultimate intelligence of Eta sub infinity, infallibly. This defines Professor Odoyibo as the most intelligent human being ever created, past, present, and future infallibly. Since God blessed black people to share Professor Gabriel Odoyibo's genes, black people are the most intelligent, the richest, the most undefeatable race, and therefore we are the chosen race infallibly. Not the Jewish people, the black people. God infallibly revealed to Professor Gabriel Odoyibo during 1990, 31 years ago, that all infallible truths, called theorems in mathematics, that includes all creatures, together with all infallible solutions to all problems, originate out of one invariant, GI, which infallibly defines the creator God, from which all things or from whom all things originate. With that GI having orthogonal components, meaning independent, GIJ. And because GIs is the one invariant where I and J represents the material dimension of the space and the space-time dimension, respectively, of that invariant. And because GIJ is the invariant, the disappearance or the change, otherwise called the divergence of that invariant, GIJ, for a given material dimension I over the space-time dimension J, represented by the tensor symbol J, must be zero, or in other words, GIJ, comma J equals zero. This is the equation of Gagat, God Almighty's Grand Unified Theorem. Again, the equation is GIJ, comma J equals zero, and it's the equation of Gagat, God Almighty's Grand Unified Theorem. And it was revealed by God, the infallible truth or theorem of everything, which God, revealing the most rigorous infallible proof of Gagat, which is G-I-J, comma J equals zero, to Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo, it is represented by eta sub n. That's the rigorous infallible proof of Gagat. And eta sub n, as I said before, is equal to G sub nj times x sub j to the n plus 1, which is called the infallible fundamental word of God, or words of God. What you have to understand here for your audience is, for most of the people, you say, oh, it's a mathematical discussion. It could be, it's not easily digestible. But what you must understand is that Gagat and eta sub infinity, which is declared as Professor Yibo's intelligence, or the totality of all intelligence, or the ultimate intelligence, it has won all wars. It's ended all wars. For those who may not understand, well, what's war, the basis of war is to prove who is more intelligent. God has blessed Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo with the ultimate intelligence of eta sub infinity, a black man, infallibly. That means Professor Yibo, being blessed with eta sub infinity intelligence, the totality or the ultimate intelligence, that means all wars have been ended forever. It has forced the world to surrender. You may be asking, well, gee, I haven't heard of surrender, so what is my talking about? Well, let's go into why the world has surrendered. Although I know that some of you can't see the documents, or if you have the links in the chat, I believe you have, you'll be able to see the documents.
If you go to the chat room, it's a link to the different things that he's talking about. If you just go to the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be able to get them there. Thank you. Excuse me for cutting across you, Ambassador.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. It's been very helpful. Well, I want to bring your attention to the Gottingen Gauss Year 2005 celebration list. This is a list from Gottingen University. Now, what's Gottingen University? What is it? What's the point of that? Why am I bringing that up? Gottingen University is a German university. It held the position before OFAPID Institute of Technology and before Gagat in 1990. It held the position of being the headquarters of intelligence in the European world. They had a mathematician there who was the head of the mathematics department in the 1800s, by the name of Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss. For those who don't know who Gauss is, I'm going to read a piece on just his Wikipedia page. You can see that also in the links, or go into Wikipedia for Carl Friedrich Gauss. Carl Friedrich Gauss, born April 30th, 1777, and transformed on February 23rd, 1855, was a German mathematician and physicist who made significant contributions to many fields in mathematics and science. This part that I'm going to read is very important. Sometimes referred to as the Princeps Mathematicorum, that is Latin for the foremost of mathematicians, and the greatest mathematician since antiquity, Gauss has had an exceptional influence in many fields of mathematics and science, and is ranked among history's most influential mathematicians. Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss is considered, or at least before Gagat and Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo, he was considered to be the greatest mathematician and one of the top three European mathematicians before Gagat. As you know, like I said, he was transformed on February 23rd in the year 1855. Göttingen celebrated the 150th anniversary of Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss's transformation, when 150 years later, in 2005. And he had what was called the Göttingen Gauss Year 2005 celebration, where they, in honor of Gauss, they selected for each week of the 52 weeks of the year, the greatest works to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss. If you go into the chat room and you look at the Gauss 2005, the picture of there, you will see the actual snapshot of the Gauss Year 2005 coverage. And you will see there on the top of the list, of the list that they have in terms of the specialized paper for mathematics and computer science, you will see the work of Professor Gabriel Aldo Oyibo at the very top of the list. I hope you all see that. In order to understand that position of why Professor Oyibo was at the top of the list, you must understand the company that what you keep defines you. If you look at the number, you see NR week 26. I'll define that later in terms of why that's number one. But more importantly, we must understand the company that we keep. So let's go seven places below that week 26 to week or NR 19. And you'll see the work of Sir Professor Michael Atiyah and Daniel Iagonitzer, field medalist as implore lecturers. Well, first you must be asking, well, who's Professor Michael Atiyah?
Yes.
On his Wikipedia page, Sir Professor Michael Francis Atiyah, born April 22nd, 1929, then transformed on January 11th, 2019. He was a British and Lebanese mathematician specializing in geometry. Mm-hmm. Atiyah grew up in Sudan and Egypt, but spent most of his academic life in the United Kingdom at the University of Oxford and the University of Cambridge. And he also spent time at the University in the United States at the Institute for Advanced Study, or IAS. He was the president of the Royal Society from 1990 to 1995, the founding director of the Isaac Newton Institute from 1990 to 1996, and a master of Trinity College in Cambridge University from 1992 to 1997. Atiyah happens to be a successor to another famous mathematician in the European system, and that professor of mathematics is Sir Professor Isaac Newton.
Wow.
Sir Professor Isaac Newton, and this is from his Wikipedia page, born on December 25th, 1642 to March 20th, 1727. He was an English mathematician, physicist, astronomer, theologian, and author, described in his time as a natural philosopher, who was widely recognized as one of the greatest mathematicians and most influential scientist of all times. So that there tells you that he is one of the top three European mathematicians, along with Euler and another individual who I'll get into later called Euler. Gauss and Euler, who I'll explain later. But what's important to understand about Newton is that his work, Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica, that's Latin for Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy, first published in 1687, it established classical mechanics. So Sir Professor Michael Atiyah is a successor to Sir Professor Isaac Newton. And Newton, he came a little bit before Gauss. Like I said, it was from 1642 to 1727, and Gauss came in on the scene at 1777 to 1855. So Gauss had a lot of respect for Newton, even though he's considered to be the superior mathematician. He had a little respect for Newton. So Atiyah, who was a successor to Newton, could have been put as the number one work to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss due to that connection with Newton. He also has, I'm talking about Sir Professor Michael Atiyah, another distinction, which is in the work that was week 19 or NR19, it's spelled a field medalist as in plural lectures. Well, what's the field medal? The Field Medal, if you go to Wikipedia page, the Field Medal is a prize awarded to 2, 3, or 4 mathematicians under 40 years of age at an international congress of the International Mathematical Union, a meeting that takes place every 4 years. Now, this is the part that's very important. The Field Medal is regarded as one of the highest honors a mathematician can receive, and has been described as the mathematician's Nobel Prize. As you know, Nobel Prize is an award that's awarded every year in science, in terms of physics, chemistry, economics, and so forth.
Yes.
What you have to understand is there's no Nobel Prize for mathematics, pure mathematics. So the Field Medal is an equivalent to the Nobel Prize in that fact. He's a field medalist award. He has won an award which is equivalent to Nobel Prize. And if you keep in mind, the award was initially created in 1936 and awarded every 4 years afterwards. You have to count, in addition to Atiyah, from 1936 up until about 2002, since that's the last time before the Gaussian 2005 celebration in terms of Nobel field medalists, they have 44 Nobel Prize award equivalents or field medals, including Atiyah. Those are all listed at the work at week 19. So you have Atiyah, who is a successor to Sir Professor Isaac Newton, who has won an award which is equivalent to Nobel Prize. And he has listed the work of listed field medalists as plural lectures. It contains all the field medals from 1936 to 2002. Which is about 44 of them, including Atiyah's. Any one of those points could have been could have placed Atiyah as the number one work to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss. But Göttingen ranked the work of Sir Professor Michael Atiyah and the other field medalists inferior to Gauss. That is why they placed it 7 places below at week 19 as opposed to week 26. What Göttingen University has clearly declared to the world also is that they see God Almighty's Grandified Theorem, worth more than 44 field medals or 44 Nobel Prizes. I hope you understand that point.
Yes.
Now, if we go to week 23, we see 2 names there, but the second name I want to focus on, which is the Anatoly T. Fomenko. Who is Anatoly T. Fomenko? If we go to Anatoly T. Timovich Fomenko's Wikipedia page, he's a current-day mathematician. He was born in March 13, 1945, and he's still alive today. He was born in Stalano, in the former USSR. Now, he was a former Soviet mathematician and now current-day Russian mathematician and a professor at Moscow State University. He is well known as a topologist and a member of the Russian Academy of Sciences. Now, he happens to be a successor to another famous mathematician. And that mathematician, as I mentioned earlier, is Professor Leonard Euler. Professor Leonard Euler, on his Wikipedia page, born on April 15th, 1707, and transformed on September 18th, 1783. He was a German-Swiss mathematician, a physicist, an astronomer, a geographer, a logician, and an engineer, who made important and influential discoveries in many branches of mathematics, such as infinitesimal calculus and graph theory, while also making pioneering contributions to several branches, such as topology and analytic number theory. He also introduced much of the modern mathematical terminology and notation, particularly for mathematical analysis, such as the notion of a mathematical function. He is also known for his works in mechanics, in fluid dynamics, optics, astronomy, and music theory. Now, this is the most important part that I'm going to be reading right now, which I hope everyone is listening to. Euler was one of the most eminent mathematicians of the 18th century and is held to be one of the greatest in history. So that's how it establishes that Euler, along with Newton and Gauss, make up the top 3 European mathematicians before Gauss. He is also widely considered to be the most prolific, as his collected works fill 92 volumes, more than anyone else in the field. He spent most of his adult academic life in St. Petersburg, Russia, the same Russia from which Professor Fomenko is from. So Professor Fomenko is a successor to Professor Euler. And Euler comes in the period roughly, he comes after Newton, but before Gauss. But Gauss, although he's considered the superior mathematician, he had a lot of respect for Euler. So when you have a successor to Euler like Professor Fomenko, he could have easily been placed as the number one work to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss due to that position and ranking, due to that position. However, Göttingen ranked the work of Professor Fomenko inferior to Gauss. That's why he's placed at week 23 as opposed to week 26.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to week 24, which has Professor David Hilbert, Knowledge in Mathematical Thinking. Who is Professor David Hilbert, you ask? If you go to Professor David Hilbert's Wikipedia page, you'll see that David Hilbert, born on January 23, 1862, and transformed on February 14, 1943, he was a German mathematician and one of the most influential mathematicians of the 19th and early 20th centuries. You'll see that he's associated with the University of Göttingen and the institutions listed on the below his portrait. He's associated with Göttingen because he headed the mathematics department at Göttingen after Gauss did. So he's a successor to Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss at Göttingen University. He also has the distinction of overseeing 69 PhDs in mathematics. In other words, he had 69 doctoral students who all got PhDs under him and all became stars in the fields of mathematics. If you go onto his Wikipedia page, you'll see on the right under his portrait, you see on the doctoral students, you see almost all the students that he had listed with hyperlinks to their own separate Wikipedia pages. So Göttingen could have ranked Professor David Hilbert as the number one work to honor Gauss because he is a successor to Gauss. He comes from Göttingen. He's their own son. And he has 69 PhDs in mathematics under his belt and all became stars in the field of mathematics. However, Göttingen ranked that work of Professor David Hilbert inferior to Gauss. Very painfully, they had to rank that work inferior to Gauss. That, again, establishes the company that we keep. You have the successors to the three top European mathematicians for Gauss. For Newton, it's Atiyah. For Euler, it's Fomenko. And for Gauss, it's Hilbert. All of them ranked below Gauss. So then the question is, well, why was Gauss selected as the number one work to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss?
Yes.
One other thing that you must understand in the Wikipedia page of Gauss, and this goes a little bit further down, it shows a 10 Deutschmark of the currency of Germany, like a dollar in America. The Deutschmark is the currency of Germany. They have a 10 Deutschmark with Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss's likeness on it. The reason why that's important is how the German people honor their legends and their heroes. And it doesn't have to be a monarch. See, in most currency, you either have a monarch or a leader on the currency. But in this case, they have a mathematician. Why?
Oh.
Why did they select a mathematician to be on the Deutschmark? It's because Gauss put Germany on the map. Before Gauss, the Germans were disconnected and they were disorganized. They did a lot of great work. They still were separate states like Bavaria, Prussia, and so forth. But after Gauss, soon after, they unified into one full nation in 1871. After Gauss, they were able to propel themselves as the leaders of the European world. So what you must understand is that they honored Gauss because Gauss put Germany on the map, and they showed honor to him by putting his likeness on the Deutschmark. But also, what's also interesting also is on the left of his picture, you see a graph It's a bell-shaped graph. What does that bell-shaped graph do? What is it connecting to all this? Well, first of all, one of the fields that Gauss has attributed or has done a lot of work on, although not his most important branch of mathematics, but important for this research or for this understanding of this ranking, is the field of statistics. Statistics, basically broken down, is how basically to organize and to establish classifying of data, in effect. What this curve does, which is a bell-shaped, is known in mathematics as a Gaussian distribution curve or a bell curve. It basically starts from left to right. It increases. It reaches a middle point or in the middle of the ranking of the data. It has a maximum at the middle point, and then it decreases up until it gets to the utmost right. The median of the ranking of the data corresponds to the highest point in the curve. In other words, median being a middle point. So how does that apply to what we're talking about here? Well, as I said before, the Gottingen Gauss year 2005 celebrated the ranking of data, and that celebration of ranking of data is the 52 weeks of the year. Each week, they selected a great mathematics work to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss. Do you understand?
Yes.
So when you have that understanding, remember, the median is the middle point. So when you take the 52 weeks of the year to get the median or the middle point, you divide simply by 2.
Mm-hmm.
52 divided by 2 is 26.
Yes.
Like week 26 that they selected Gauss to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss. You understand?
Yes.
And the middle point, as I said before, corresponds to the ultimate or the highest point on the curve, the absolute maximum. So now we have the understanding of why Professor Gauss and Professor Gabriel Adoyibo was selected as the number one work. We have the understanding that it's the highest work or the number one work listed. But the question now is okay, how can we prove that Gauss is the number one work selected to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss? Well, the proof is very simple. First, as I said before, in OFAPIT Institute Technology, we prove everything we say. We don't just dictate or just tell you something and then force you to accept it. We prove, and this is how we prove. God Almighty's grand unified theorem. It is defined as subject of mathematics to be the study of theorems. That's important for you all to understand. Mathematics, it scares a lot of people. There's a story where Professor Yeba once told me as I was a student here in OFAPIT Institute of Technology. He said that in one of the classes when he was taking calculus or calculus 2 during his high school years, he actually reported how they used the sign of the integral. An integral sign is basically what refers to a continuous sum. But the term, the figure was so scared, it's basically like a fancy scripted F, in effect.
Mm-hmm.
But the term scared so many people that after that class ended and the second class came from, over half of the students had dropped out of the course.
Wow.
But in reality, mathematics in reality is the subject or the study of theorems. That's important to understand. Mathematics is the study of theorems.
Mm-hmm.
What are theorems, you might ask? Well, theorems are infallible truth. And infallible truth is something that is true no matter where you are, no matter when you are. Like 2 plus 1 equals 3. That's an infallible truth. And I'm going to prove it later, but 2 plus 1 equals 3 is infallibly true. It's true yesterday, it's true today, and it's true tomorrow.
Yes.
It's infallible. And it's also true no matter where in space. You could be here in North America, you could be in South America, you could be in Gaugutia being the proper name for Africa. You could be in Europe, you could be in Antarctica. You can even be on another planet. You could be on Venus. You could be on Mercury. You can be on Pluto. You can even be in another solar system. The truth remains the truth. So 2 plus 1 equals 3. And that's what mathematics deals with, this infallible truth. It's the study of theorems. So that's our first statement we have.
Yeah.
The second statement is God Almighty's Grand Unified Theorem, which is the acronym for GOGOT. All the words in that acronym are important, but the last two words are perhaps the most important for this proof, which is unified field. Unified field means that GOGOT contains all theorems. You understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, from those two statements, we shall deduce the following. Since GOGOT has defined mathematics to be the study of theorems, and since GOGOT, from its acronym containing God Almighty's Grand Unified Theorem, unified theorem denotes that it basically contains all theorems. Therefore, and this is the kicker, this is very important, GOGOT contains all of mathematics. Let me repeat that again. GOGOT contains all of mathematics. That means the work of Sir Professor Michael Atiyah, Daniel Agunitsha, and the Field Medalist Lectures, all those works are contained and reproducible from GOGOT. That means the work of Professor Anatoly T. Fomenko is reproducible from GOGOT. That means the work of Professor David Hilbert is reproducible from GOGOT. It also means that Sir Professor Isaac Newton's work is reproducible from GOGOT and contained in GOGOT. It means the works of Sir Professor Leonard Euler is reproducible from GOGOT. And it means that that the works of Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss, to whom the celebration of the Gauss Year 2005 was celebrating, all of his works are reproducible and can come out of GOGOT. So what that means by GOGOT being declared the number one work to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss, the Germans, and you have to keep in mind, the Germans are the highest level in the European society. There's such an expression called WASP, and I don't know if you know that term, but White Anglo-Saxon Protestant, that's the acronym that makes up WASP.
Yeah.
The WASP are the highest level in the European system, your Germanic or your English and Germanic types, the Northern Europeans. And Göttingen is the bastion of the actual knowledge or the intelligence of the German people prior to GOGOT, of course. So when you come to understand that the Germans have selected the number one work to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss to be the work of a black man, a man from Gagatia, Professor Gabriel Adoyibo, they have officially declared Professor GOGOT as the number one work to honor Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss, and they have taken the baton from Professor Carl Friedrich Gauss, who was the greatest mathematician before GOGOT, before 1990. Now they officially have declared Professor Gabriel Adoyibo, by taking the baton from Gauss and handing it to Professor Gabriel Adoyibo, they have declared Professor Gabriel Adoyibo the greatest mathematician of all time that can never be surpassed, past, present, and future infallibly. Do you understand that?
Yes, but now how can they say that he could never be, you know, that no one can come after him that's greater?
Yes, it is basically from the proof. You see, when GOGOT can reproduce all mathematical works, it doesn't just reproduce all mathematical works in the past and the present. It means any future mathematics work is also contained within GOGOT. For example, suppose you fast forward to the year 2071 A.D. That's about 50 years into the future. 50 years or so years into the future. If someone comes up to something new in mathematics, it is still contained and reproducible from GOGOT.
Mm-hmm.
You can fast forward to the year 3070 A.D. Someone comes up or claims they have something new in mathematics, it is still reproducible and contained within GOGOT. You can even fast forward to the year 10 billion A.D. As far to the future that may seem, even then, if someone something claims to have come up with something in mathematics that's new, it is still reproducible from Gagat. That is the basis of why the German people, and you have to, like I said before, not only the highest level in the European system, they would have not even entertained a black man on the list in the gas year 2005.
True.
I know you. If people go to the chat room, they'll see. But if you look at the list, beside Professor Oyibo, all the names are Jim Crow or Europeans types, Germans, Russians, and perhaps the Chinese there too. But the pointed thing is they're either they're mainly Europeans.
Yes.
If Gagat was not around, they would have not even entertained the black men on this list.
True.
But because Gagat came from the black people, not only do they were they forced to put a black man on the list, they were forced to put a black at the very top of that list.
Now, is this the reason why they took back the Nobel Peace Prize and said that no, he didn't get it?
Well, it's Nobel Prize in physics. But like I said, I'm going to deal with that also later.
Okay.
Because there's something that has to be understood first before we go to that. But the whole point is to understand is that the Göttingen University has surrendered over to Professor Oyibo by declaring him the greatest mathematician of all time. And the German people, since they're the highest level in the European system, they speak for the entire Europe and for the Europeans in general. That we must say, praise God.
Yes.
That surrender on its own or by itself, it would have been enough as it is. But there's another surrender that must be that must equally take importance or it's important to establish. And that's basically to the east of Europe, which is Asia, particularly one particular part of Asia which I'm focusing on, which is India.
Mm-hmm.
Now, India has a population of over a billion people, and they have a university there in India called Jamia Millia Islamia. Jamia Millia Islamia is a top 19 school in India. It was founded in 1920. It's funded, first of all, by the King of Saudi Arabia, which is established as Islamic or Islamia part of Jamia Millia Islamia, which shows it's connected to Islam. And also helped in terms of getting the Indian independence from the Great Britain or from the British independence, the Indian independence from Britain in 1948.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have a research paper that's titled Gauge Conditions for an Abelian Stern Simon System Consistent with Equations of Motion. Abelian basically refers to a group theory in mathematics. In group theory in mathematics, when you have a group, you basically have closure, which means if you have two members of a set and you have an operation on that set, you get another member of that set. Then you have identity element, you have an inverse, and then you have associativity. And then when you get into that Abelian group, that basically has an advanced form of that. It basically has a commutativity and it can distributive. That's also known as a field. But what's important, none of that's really important. What's important to understand is this. This paper is a research paper that was dealing with the unified field theory. It was in July 16, 2016, in the Department of Physics in Jamia Millia Islamia. Like I said before, it's a top 19 school in India. It has four authors. But the third name I want you to focus on, which is Professor, a Mathematical Physics Professor, Krishnendu Dasgupta. Did you hear the name? Mathematical
yes.
Physics Professor Krishnendu Dasgupta. Who is Professor Dasgupta? Professor Dasgupta is a mathematical physicist and an expert in mathematical physics. He comes from a caste system, a society entrenched in a caste system for God.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're not familiar with the caste system like Jim Crow here, where they classify people through skin color, they use a similar system in India. You have the highest level in the caste system as light-skinned people or lighter-skinned Indians.
Yeah.
You get in the lower levels, you get to darker-skinned Indians. When you reach
that's
the black people, in India. They're referred to as the elite or untouchables.
Yes.
They're at the bottom of the caste system before God.
Right. Yes.
This Gupta also comes from a system where it's very heavily Islamic in terms of Islamic religion. They venerate and revere the name of Muhammad even more so than Allah.
Huh.
So that is basically the background from Hindu and from Islamic background of Professor Krishnananda Gupta. And also before Gagat, Indian people, because they're slightly treated better than black people in the society of Jim Crow, they will consider themselves to be better than black people, even if, before Gagat, of course. Even if the Indian is of a darker skin color than a black person, they will view themselves as better. So that was a system that Gupta came from before Gagat had come on scene. Do you understand?
Yes.
In 2007, Professor Dasgupta already had, first of all, before that point in 2004, Professor Dasgupta had witnessed the Gagat Global Lecture Series. What is the Gagat Global Lecture Series? The Gagat Global Lecture Series of 2004, from November to December 2004, it was a 30-day month series in which Professor Oyibo was invited by the Nigerian National Universities Commission, where he spent time 30 days. He was brought to Nigeria to lecture on Gagat in 18 different universities, and the whole world was invited to challenge Professor Oyibo on Gagat. People from the United States, from Canada, from Switzerland, from Germany, in academics, I'm talking about, and the United Nations, Japanese, other Gagatian nations, and even India. One of his countrymen, a Professor Singh, who was the head of the mathematics department at the time in Ahmadu Bello University, or ABU University in Zaria, in Nigeria, he actually tried to challenge Gagat in 2004. He had a full contingent in terms of people ready to attack Gagat. But as the whole series went through for all the 30 days, the person who recorded the footage, Professor Minister Clemson Brown, he recorded over 100 hours of footage of the Gagat Global Lecture Series. And he said after the 30 days were over, after the lecture and all the 18 universities and other lectures were concluded, the only Gagat was left standing as the dust was cleared. And even the Indian who thought he could challenge Gagat, when Professor Oyibo was done with him, he admitted to a born-again Christian, Elder Gazama, who was part of Professor Oyibo's security guard engagement contingent. He actually said that his 42 years of mathematics had been reduced to nothing because of Gagat. Professor Dasgupta saw that. He saw that Professor Singh was reduced to nothing due to Gagat. So in 2007, 3 years after that, he wrote to the University of Rapid Institute of Technology an email. An email reads as follows. It's from Krishnananda Dasgupta on Wednesday, July 25th, 2007, at 9:24 a.m., to Professor Oyibo's email address. Subject, God's Mission and Dasgupta. This, in effect, when he has the title God's Mission and Dasgupta, he's, in effect, testifying or swearing about what he's about to articulate in the email. An email reads as follows. Dear Oyibo, good day. I've heard that you've been successful in finding the unified field theory. Congratulations. You are more close to God than any of us. You are more close to God than any of us. I was also working upon this theory. Since my theory was different, God was different to me. Please write to me as I would like to know where I was wrong. Thanking you, yours, Krishnananda Dasgupta. You've just witnessed the destruction of the caste system once and for all by this declaration. You understand?
Yeah, so is that the reason why we're seeing the fall of the dollar now?
Well, that's part of it, but like I said before, the caste system is a system in place in India where they classify people through skin color, like Jim Crow does here in America.
Yeah.
Gargut forced them to dismantle the whole caste system, and it's been dismantled forever. When an Indian who, before Gargut, he would have viewed Professor Gabriel Adoyibo as a Dalit, untouchable, when he declares that same black man from Gargutia as being more close to God than any of us, that is what we call in mathematics a diametrically opposed position. Before Gargut, you were at the very bottom, or Professor Yibo would have been viewed as a Dalit. Now, after Gargut, Professor Gabriel Adoyibo is being seen as the most closest entity to God, or more close to God than any of us. That's a diametrically opposed position, a 180-degree rotation from where you were. You were at the bottom before Gargut. Now, after Gargut, you're at the very top. Do you understand?
Yes, and as more things are being revealed, you know, since we're going by what they deem as untouchable and what's being revealed now, where they're showing that basically the Bible was written about black people and, you know, Jesus and, you know, Abraham, that they were black men, you know, that Mary was a black woman that gave birth to Jesus.
Well, I'm going to actually deal with a little bit more about the Bible in a second. But the important thing to understand right now is the caste system is dead. And most importantly about the point of the declaration by Professor Descoupe that says you are more close to God than any of us regarding Professor Gabriel Adoyibo is that we as black people, we share the same genes as Professor Gabriel Adoyibo. That means we're more close to God than any other race.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's something else that's important. Like I said, that deals with the caste system being dismantled. And see, the reason why it's also important to understand is that the caste system has been in place in India for millennia, or for thousands of years. It's not something that just happened a week or a month or a year or even a decade or even a century ago. It's something that was in place for millennia, and Gargut dismantled it, destroyed it. You understand? Right?
Yeah.
In India. And most importantly, that is then also, okay, that deals with the Hindu part of it. What about the Islamic part? Like I said before, in Islam, the most venerated character is Muhammad. Not even Allah takes that position. It's Muhammad. And keep in mind, the reason why I say that venerated character Muhammad is so important is that even just speaking fictionally of Muhammad can warrant your death sentence in Islam. For example, I don't know if you know of this person, but have you heard of the name Salman Rushdie?
No.
Salman Rushdie was an Indian author, or he's still alive, but he's a current-day Indian author who wrote the work The Satanic Verses in 1988. The Satanic Verses was a fictional account about Muhammad.
Oh.
However, even though it was fictional, it was considered to be so abject and so insulting to the Islamic followers that the year later, after 1988, in 1989, the Ayatollah of Iran ordered the followers of Islam in India and around the world to assassinate Rushdie for that work.
Oh, my.
You understand?
It's not
a joke. That's why I said Muhammad is more venerated than even Allah in the Islamic religion. He wrote a fictional account on Muhammad and actually warranted a death sentence. Now, he was protected by the English people in terms of from anyone carrying out the death sentence, but the point is they actually issued a death sentence or a fatwa on him for the decoration or for the work of the Satanic Verses, and that was in 1989. In 2007, Rusty's fellow Indian by the name of Dasgupta, Professor Krishnendra Dasgupta, has declared a black man as being more close to God than any of us. And when we say Professor Yibo is more close to God than any of us, it means he didn't say Professor Yibo is approaching Muhammad or close to Muhammad or a prophet like Muhammad. He said that Professor Yibo is more close to God than any of us, which means Professor Oyibo supersedes Muhammad.
Okay.
It's very important you understand that. When he said that Professor Oyibo is more close to God, he said that the only entity that can supersede Professor Oyibo is the Almighty God. That's what more close to God than any of us means. He didn't put Muhammad anywhere even in that boundary or in that level. So Professor Oyibo supersedes Muhammad. If the Islamic community could challenge or could have any reason to go against that, they would have declared a fatwa on Professor Krishnendra Dasgupta for that statement. Like they declared a fatwa. I'm sorry,
forgive me. So they're looking at him, the professor, as a god, almost?
More close to God than any of us. That is what they're looking at it as.
So they're basically almost trying to make him another Jesus?
I'm going to answer that in a second, too, also. But first, let's get this part first. The point is that Professor Oyibo supersedes Muhammad. And like I said before, the Islamic community didn't even play around with a fictional account of Muhammad in the Satanic Verses. They ordered a death sentence on Rushdie. So when Dasgupta declares a black man as being more close to God than any of us, he could have had a fatwa declared on him if they could challenge it. But they could not challenge God's position. That is why, even as of today of March 26, 2021, Professor Dasgupta is alive and well. No fatwa has been declared to him because he's issued an infallible truth. He's declared an infallible truth, which no one can challenge. Do you understand?
I'm listening. I'm following you.
The same is the situation of Islam in terms of the veneration of Muhammad over Allah is analogous to Christianity, where in Christianity, the most venerated character isn't even Almighty God. It's Jesus Christ. When Dasgupta, if he were a Christian, when he made the statement, he didn't say that Professor Oyibo is closer to Jesus Christ or a Messiah like Jesus Christ. He said that Professor Oyibo is more close to God than any of us, which means Professor Oyibo supersedes Jesus Christ. Now, before your audience calls the funny farm to take me away, let me prove that point. The reason why Professor Oyibo supersedes both Jesus Christ and Muhammad can be easily proved through the nature of Gagat. Professor Oyibo has been blessed by God with G-I-J-J-Quazir, which has the infallible truths, all infallible truths, all infallible theorems, all equations and formulas embedded in it. He has also been blessed with Eta Subinfinity Intelligence, which is the ultimate intelligence from God. Neither Jesus nor Muhammad has been attributed to having Eta Subinfinity Intelligence, nor either Jesus or Muhammad has been accredited with a formula that contains all infallible truth of G-I-J-J=0. In fact, nowhere in the Old and New Testament or in the Quran, respectively for Jesus or Muhammad, has it attributed to any mathematical theorem or rigorous proof in terms of mathematics, And I ask the audience members to ask them this question. Can you name where in the Old and New Testament any theorem is attributed, mathematical theorem that is, attributed to Jesus, or any mathematical theorem attributed to Muhammad?
Mathematically?
Yes, a mathematical theorem.
Not mathematically.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. That is the infallible proof. Like I said before, we prove everything we say. We don't just dictate or tell you or just force you to accept. We prove everything we say. And that is the infallible proof of why Professor Oyibo supersedes Muhammad and Professor Oyibo supersedes Jesus Christ. And like
but
I said before, India...
That doesn't do it for me. I can recognize and I can respect him as being a, you know, if you want to call him a prophet, but to say that he can take the place of Jesus or, you know, more knowledgeable, no, I can't accept that. Because...
Well, Professor Dasgupta articulated that, and Professor Dasgupta is a mathematical physics expert, and he is also...
Uh-huh.
Entrenched in Islamic communities where they have the understanding that before Gagat, of course, Muhammad was the most venerated character in Islam. He has declared Professor Oyibo more close to God than any of us. If he, as a mathematical physics expert, can declare that, none of us have any reason to go against that or to challenge that. And I've already just proven the point. Where is Jesus' mathematical theorems? Mathematics, mind you, is the language of God, infallibly. And what you must understand is when you have mathematics being the language of God, the totality of mathematics is the totality of God. And that's through eta sub n, or more importantly, eta sub infinity. And that has been blessed in Professor Gabriel Aldo Oyibo's brains of eta sub infinity. That is what makes Professor Oyibo superior and superseding Jesus Christ and Muhammad. Eta sub n is
view,
the totality of all words of God.
Your views, I respect the professor's views. I'm saying for me, as a Christian, no, he doesn't have the blood. It was the blood. It was the sacrifice that Jesus made. Jesus was with the Father before the founding of this world. He was with him. He walked with him. He was in heaven. He had created what was here. The professor came along, and he is a part of this. And, yes, he may be close to God, and I would never take that away because I cannot call another man's walk with God. I can only recall my work and my walk and where I stand. And, as I said, I appreciate and I can respect the professor's work, but no, I will not have him in a higher regard than what I have Jesus, you know, because I know Jesus sacrificed his life for me. I respect the work that he's done, the professor has done. I respect you for coming on the show and sharing it with us, but no, I cannot accept him as being above Jesus. I can't do it. I mean, but thank you for telling me you've already understood
the point of Jesus not having any mathematical theorems attributed to him. And since mathematics is the language of God and Jesus, the so-called Messiah, has no mathematical proof or no mathematical theorem attributed in his name, then you all, and especially when Professor Gabriel Aldo Oyibo has the totality of all theorems with his G-I-J, comma, J equals zero, and eta sub n, which is all of God's words, you've ultimately stated that Professor Oyibo is more close to God than any of us. It's not a matter of feeling, it's a matter of proof. And you also stated that Abraham was black in the Bible. You said that, correct?
Yeah, well, I said, you know, most of them, yes. I did state that. Okay, yes, I did say that.
Well, we just proved that through Gagat.
Yes.
So that's basically the proof. That's basically what you must understand. And this is the surrender.
And what is it that you want to surrender?
India had surrendered on behalf of the Asian people in terms of by Professor Dasgupta and Jamia Millia Islamia declaring Professor Oyibo as being more close to God than any of us. That is a surrender. like I said before, Indians, before Gaga, had a caste system in place which viewed black people at the very bottom. Now, after Gaga, not only have we been viewed, it was diametrically opposed in terms of we were at the bottom before, now we're at the very top as a people. By Professor
I have a question that came in for you, and it was asking about when Jesus fed the 5,000 people, you know, off of 2 loaves of bread and 5 fish. You know, there's your mathematics there. Now, tell me
that's
how.
That's not mathematics. That's a story. And more importantly, that's not a theorem.
Okay,
but it's not a theorem.
Okay, but Jesus performed miracles. And as I said, you know, it's the blood. It's the blood that Jesus shed. It's the blood. I mean, and, I respect everything that the professor has done. I truly do. And I truly would like to know more about it. But I'm not going to put him above Jesus Christ because he didn't fight his life for me. But I appreciate the work that he's done. I appreciate everything that he's done, you know, and to be considered, you know, a black Einstein, that in itself is the greatest honor that, you know,
You must understand, you mean to say Professor Yibo is the most intelligent creature ever created, which supersedes Einstein. Einstein is nothing. It's basically the equation that he's known for, E minus MC squared equals zero, which is the Gaga form of E equals MC squared. It comes out of eta sub N, which is when eta sub zero. That equation is out of infinite number of equations, which can be for eta from negative infinity to eta sub infinity. So if you have a formula of one compared to a formula of infinite, the comparison of relativity or Einstein compared to Gaga or Yibo is like a subatomic particle compared to the infiniteness of space of Professor Yibo. So you don't really mean to say, I know what you're trying to insinuate, but the point is you don't really mean to say Einstein is Professor Yibo is a black Einstein. You mean to say Professor Yibo is the most intelligent creature ever created and blessed by God with eta sub infinity intelligence, the totality of all intelligence. Now, also, I want to bring to your attention the Catholic Church. They've also surrendered in this part in terms of the Catholic Church, as of due to Gaggett, they no longer swear by the truth of the Bible. This was done in the London Times on October 4th, 2005, by Ruth Gledhill. And he basically stated, she basically stated, that the title is the Catholic Church no longer swears by truth of the Bible. And it said, we should not expect to find in Scripture full scientific accuracy or complete historical precision. And they also said, and this is part that's very important.
I'm listening.
They say people today, this is our cardinal, the senior Catholics of the land in England, they said cardinal at the time, Cormac Murphy O'Connor, was the Archbishop of Westminster, and Cardinal Keith O'Brien, which is the Archbishop of St. Andrews in Edinburgh. They said that people today are searching for what is worthwhile, what has real value, what can be trusted, and what is really true. Gaggett, since it contains all infallible truth, is what's really true. And that is what forced them to no longer swear by the validity of the Bible. Because before Gaggett, the Bible was considered sacrosanct. You could not challenge it. You could not criticize it. But after Gaggett has been officially declared, they have now claimed, they've eliminated the claim of being the Bible can't be criticized. And they've now stated, Bible, you no longer swear by the validity of the Bible, that the Bible is no longer considered infallible.
Well, there's a lot of things that have been, that where the mystery has been unfolded, and there's things that we now know. We know that the Vatican, years ago, that they picked and choose what things that they were going to put in the Bible and what things they were going to take out. We learn more about the writers of the Bible that were transcribing the scriptures, so we know more about that. So, you know, that's still, I, you know, again, I respect I respect his work. I respect the professor's work. I respect you for coming on the show and sharing this with us. And I
think again, ma'am, it's not a matter of respect. It's a matter of infallible proof. See, truth is like I said, 2 + 1 = 3. It doesn't let feelings, it doesn't let any type of fears get in the way of that truth. You can't say 2 + 1 = 4 because you feel like it. It's not true. It's 2 + 1 = 3.
That is true.
Have is a faith. A faith is like a guesswork. You can have 2 + 1 = 6 or 2 + 1 = 4. That's a faith. A theorem, however, is 2 + 1 = 3. A faith only has relevance when you don't have a theorem or when you're waiting for a theorem. Now that the theorem is here, like Gogot, you must discard faith. You must discard the concept of faith. 2 + 1 - 3 = 0 is the proof. And that is infallible. And it comes out of Gogot. It comes out of eta, so minus one. Everything that's true in the Bible comes out of eta sub n, which is the Gogot.
Comes out of what? Pardon me? Comes out of where? I'm
Everything
sorry.
Everything that's true in the Bible comes out of eta sub n.
And could you clarify that, please?
Yes. In Genesis, they say, God said, let there be light.
Yes.
That comes out of eta sub zero. Eta sub zero coming out of Gogot is a wave. Do you understand?
Okay, a wave, yes.
That
okay.
part of the Bible is correct. But the Bible is a very good example of a mixed bag, which is that it has some truths, but has a lot of falsehoods. So when you mix up the bag, you can come up with sentences a number of times where you come up with something wrong or false, but you come up with something, or one, or maybe occasionally one or two, or some things, several things that are true. With Gogot, there's no mixed bag. It's all infallible truth. When they don't have a theorem, they tell you to have faith. Once you have a theorem, you must discard faith for infallible truth. It's unnecessary to have faith. 2 + 1 = 3. It's not faith that makes it true. It's infallibly true. And you do not need faith for that.
No, but would you...
Faith is a temporary thing, but a theorem is forever. That's what you must understand.
But what you're taking is you're taking what God has made, and you're using this to fit your theory.
First of all, Gogot is a theorem. A theory is a Bible or any type of religious structure where a theory is, like I said, a guesswork. It has some truths. It has some untruths. But the important thing is a mixed bag. A theorem, on the other hand, is infallible. 2 + 1 = 3. It can't be challenged. It can't change. And it doesn't matter when or where in space and time. It's going to be true no matter what. You can't say, for example, your faith has you believe in 2 + 1 = 6, when in fact 2 + 1 = 3. Do you understand?
True. Yes, but what I can say is...
For example, you can say, I have my feeling that 2 + 1 = 6. It's still wrong, no matter how much you feel it's right. The only
that is
truth
true. I really wrong about that.
2 + 1 = 3. That's exactly what it is with Gogot compared to the Bible. Gogot is an infallible theorem, a theorem of infallible truth. It has to be accepted as true once it's proven true. The Bible and others are theories.
Are you making a religion? Is this supposed to be another guiding force for
Gogot
people to live by?
Gogot supersedes religion.
Okay, well, a way of life.
Religion basically stems off of faith, and faith, as I just said before, is only valued when you don't have a theorem. Once you have a theorem, you must give up faith.
Okay, so what is the professor's end game with this? What does he say that the end is going to be? How long is this supposed to be in place?
Okay, Well, then that's the important thing that we must understand. First of all, I just want to go over one for all the for surrender, because you have Europeans through Gartigan that have surrendered, the Asians through India, and also People's Daily, the fifth largest newspaper in the world from China. They have, in effect, along with the Russian, the Gagat Russian Daily News, the Russian newspaper that's of the Kremlin from President Putin himself, they have directly said, and this is important, their recognition of the God order by Russia and China in terms of the People's Daily article and the Russian Daily News report in 1339, they celebrated Gagat by agreeing that Gagat, G-I-J, comma, J, equals zero, infallibly contains, one, all the mathematics, two, contains all solutions to all mathematics and all other problems, and three, as a consequence of points one and two, Gagat has earned all intellectual prizes, past, present, and future, infallibly. So when you talked about before about the Nobel Prize, Gagat has earned all Nobel Prizes, along with all Abel Prizes, all King Faisal Prizes, and all Clay Mathematics Millennium Millennium Prizes as well. That is what the, and this is the surrender. They have surrendered over to the black people in China and Russia. But then we must go into the surrender that's taking place right here in America, because we talk about Europe, we talk about Asia. What's happened, and even Gargantia, what's happened in America? Well, Gagat, as you know, has been around since 1990, for 30 years. And what's important to understand is that Gagat did something very important right off the bat, which is, in addition to declaring a black man, Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo, as the blessed by God of Aether Subinfinity Intelligence, it also did the following. It forced Jim Crow to give up on the fraudulent three-fifths labeling that they did on us. The three-fifths, or the Jim Crow factor, is a very deadly factor upon black society, where they've put that on and permeated that in every facet of our society that we deal with, in terms of, like, for example, our IQ scores. We have an IQ that has been artificially multiplied by this three-fifths factor to get a fraudulent IQ, and that is a very deadly factor. But God had blessed Gagat through Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo. And then the Jim Crow had a problem. How can we be the so-called least intelligent race with the three-fifths factor and yet produce a member of that race, Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo, with the ultimate intelligence of Aether Subinfinity? How can we be the least intelligent and produce the most intelligent member of all creatures? That was a major contradiction. So what that did is it forced Jim Crow to revise the IQ scores of the black people. President Bill Clinton in 1997, 7 years after the declaration of Gagat in 1990, he ordered the actual Yale University and other European universities to conduct a laboratory or experimental research to conduct on the revision of the IQ scores and to determine the reality of the black people's intelligence after they officially understood that Professor Yibo is declared by God as the most intelligent creature ever created with Aether Subinfinity intelligence. They took Aether sub N, the formula of intelligence, into the labs. Now, if you go into the chat room where you have the links, there's a link which has the Gagat Yale study. It has a list of links of the picture. It has a list of authors of the research. First of all, the paper's titled Nuclear DNA Diversity in Worldwide Distributed Human Populations. This is by Gene, which is an international journal on genes and genomes in 1997. It has several names there, and for those who may not be familiar with the names, I can assure you none of them are black people. The best proof of that is there's a name to the left row, which is Kenneth K. Kidd. Kenneth K. Kidd symbolically represents the nature of who conducted the experiment by the first, middle, and last initials of KKK. This is a research being conducted by Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the B after the name, the superscript B, the B corresponds on the legend below, that he is part of Yale University School of Medicine, Department of Genetics, 333 Cedar Street, New Haven, Connecticut, 06510. So that's why it's the Yale University or the Goggett-Yale study. Professor Kenneth K. Kidd is a professor of genetics at Yale University. And Yale University is not a historical black college. You understand that?
Yes.
You can't say, oh, these are brothers and sisters coming down for some feel-good research from HCVU is involved. No. These are Jim Crow conducting research in an Ivy League university leading it. And then you have other universities. What are the other universities? Well, you have the University of Montreal in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. That's a Jim Crow university. You have a university in Italy, Rome, Italy. That's also a Jim Crow university. You also have the two other European universities, which are located in America. They have Pennsylvania State and Louisiana State universities, neither of which are HBCUs. Do you understand?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
So these are the people.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, I was saying in Pennsylvania, their HBCU is Lincoln University.
Yes, they weren't involved. So what's important to understand is this is, praise God, this is to show you how Jim Crow is conducting this research. If you go to the fourth line of the abstract below, it says, in this way, the nuclear bias in the nuclear polymorphism ascertainment has been avoided. A lot of big words there, but let's break down what they mean.
Okay.
First of all, let's start with the term European bias. What does European bias mean? Remember what
that
I said about the...
I'm
sorry?
Yes, I'm for cutting across you. Forgive me for cutting across you.
Okay. You remember what I said before about how Professor Gabriel Adoyibo forced Jim Crow to take out the three fish factor to conduct this experiment?
Yes.
The three-fifths is the European bias. That's a synonym for European bias, or Jim Crow, and it's a synonym for European bias. It's a theory, but it had to be taken out, and they had to take it out in order to get any correct results. If they kept the European bias or the three-fifths in, they would have gotten the status quo before Goggett, which is the black people with the least intelligence. Once that Jim Crow factor was removed, then we go to the next part of the sentence, which is nuclear polymorphism ascertainment. What does that mean? Well, first, what's defined polymorphism? Polymorphism in mathematics is a mapping of several points onto one point in space, from one space to another space, of mapping of several points onto one point. What does that connect to? How does that connect with biology or human beings and other things? Well, let me explain why it connects. Our example of polymorphism. A polymorphism is like your eyesight. Your eyesight takes several points in space and maps it into one point in your brain or a point in your brain space. That is a measure of intelligence, which is polymorphism. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
There's a correlation, a positive correlation, that the more polymorphisms you have, the more intelligent you are. For example, dogs, turtles, seagulls, all of them have a polymorphism count. They're not as high as human beings, nor are they high as the primates. They have polymorphisms that are less than primates and less than humans. Do you understand that? When you get to primates being apes or chimps and all the gorillas and so things like that, they have higher than most of the other animals. Like they have higher than dogs, snakes, birds and so forth, turtles and so forth. But they don't have as high as humans. When you get to humans, and this brings us to the sixth line of the abstract, it says 15 polymorphisms were shared amongst most of the populations compared. What it means is that human beings, Homo sapiens, have a base number of 15 polymorphisms, higher than the other animals, and for it doesn't matter whether you're black or non-black, or Gagatian or non-Gagatian, there's a 15 polymorphisms based number for all of humanity. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
now,
okay.
Line 16,
mm-hmm.
Sure. Line 6 also, like I said, it says 15 polymorphisms were shared amongst most of the populations compared, whereas 13 sites were found to be endemic to Africans and 4 to non-Africans. What does that mean? 15 polymorphisms were shared among most of the populations compared, whereas 13 sites were found to be endemic to Africans and 4 to non-Africans. The numbers 13 and 4 are for Africans and non-Africans respectively. But what does that mean in the total picture? 15 polymorphisms were shared amongst all humanity in terms of black or non-black or Gagatians or non-Gagatians, as I said. It says that 13 are additional for Africans or endemic to Africans. That means if you add 15 to 13, you get 28. You understand that?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm listening intently. I'm listening.
For non-Gagatians or non-black people or non-Africans, which is your whites, your Asians, your Jewish, and your Arab peoples, they have additional 4. 15 plus 4 is 19. You have a ratio of intelligence for the black people to the ratio of intelligence to the non-black people of 28 to 19. Ratios can also be rewritten as fractions, which are 28 to 19 can be rewritten as 28 over 19, with 28 acts as your numerator or your upper number of the fraction, and 19 becomes your denominator or your bottom number of the fraction. 28 over 19 can't be reducible because both 19 and 28 don't have any common factors that can further simplify. But you must understand the following tenet, which is for any time Zinfo does research or studies on us, they underestimate the result. What does that mean? If they declared your intelligence as 28, it is much likely higher than that. So instead of 28, we're going to replace the numerator with 28 plus.
Okay, well, let me say this. Go ahead. But if they say that we're 3/5, all right, now, if we turn that around and if we're 3/5,
I'm going to explain
how that. But we can be more intelligent than they are, that it takes only 3 of us for the mind of 5 people, and ours is more superior.
I'm going to address that very soon, just your point, all right? So what's important to understand is that 28 now becomes 28 plus. And the opposite is true for themselves, which is for every time they declare themselves as being 19, for example, they always overestimate themselves. So if they declare themselves as 19, it is much less likely, much more likely that it's less than 19. So 19 in the denominator now becomes 19 minus. The new fraction is going to be 28 plus over 19 minus.
Yes.
You see the logic behind that?
Yes, and the trickery, yes.
Yes. Now, 28, we prefer the numerator denominator to be whole numbers or integers. So 28, we're going to bring it up to the next divisible integer. In other words, a number that has factors. If we go up to 28, the next whole number is 29. Now, 29 is a special case, which is a prime number. A prime number being only divisible by itself and 1, or only factors that can create that number is 1 and itself. 29 is a prime number, so that doesn't really help us. But if we go to 30, 30 is not a prime number. It can be either 1 and 30, it could be 2 and 15, it could be 3 and 10, and so forth, or 5 and 6. So that is not a prime number. So we're going to round up 28 plus to 30. We're going to round down 19 to the next divisible integer. If we go to 18, 18 is not a prime number as well. It has 1 and 18, 2 and 9, 3 and 6. So the new fraction of 28 plus over 19 minus is approximately, and again, it's not equal, it's approximately 30 over 18. You understand that?
Yes.
30 over 18 is our new fraction. 30 and 18 share common factors, and the greatest common factor that both of them share is the number 6. We're going to divide 6 by both the numerator and the denominator of the fraction. 30 divided by 6 is a new numerator, and 18 divided by 6 is a new denominator. 30 divided by 6 is 5. You understand that?
Yes.
So a new numerator is 5. 18 divided by 6 is 3. Our new denominator is 3. Do you see that as well?
Yes.
30 over 18 is equal to 5 over 3. 5 over 3, to answer your question before, is a reciprocal or an inverse of 3/5. They tried to force their reality onto us by multiplying 3/5. But God, through the Goggett-Yale study, has confirmed that we are, in fact, 5/3. And not just 5/3, we're 5/3 plus in intelligence. It's a complete inversion and a reciprocal of the 3/5 fraud.
Yes. I mean, but I think we all know that they make the numbers to fit them. And we all are aware of Jim Crow.
But that's what you understand through the Goggett-Yale study. They've now reversed that. Now it's now reality that black people are 5/3 plus. And the polymorphism in representation is eta sub n. That's what the polymorphism really is. So it's mathematical, it's scientific, and it's official. After 2,500 years of fraud regarding the black people's intelligence, and when I say 2,500 years, I mean from the time the Greeks, which are the Europeans of antiquity in the early stages, when they came into Gaugatia or Africa, which is the proper name for Africa is Gaugatia, and the Arabs also came into Gaugatia during the same time period, there has been a falsification of the black people's intelligence ever since that period up until the 1990. That's 2,500 years. Black people's intelligence was fraudulent misrepresentation by Jim Crow. Now, after Goggett has forced them to revise the IQ scores of the black people and forced them to reveal the reality that we are the most intelligent race. Their theories about black people are proven wrong. An inversion of the truth. That's what you must understand. And this is the surrender from the United States, because the Goggett-Yale study is the official position of the United States government. Religion has been redefined as a theory, something you hang on to when you're waiting for a theorem, or for the word of God, which is what a theorem is. And when you have the theorem, you must give up on theory, or you must give up on faith. 2 + 1 = 3. Once you have that as the word of God, you must obey that and accept that. You can't then go back to saying 2 + 1 = 6 or 2 + 1 = 4. Those are incorrect. God does not deal with religion. God deals with infallible truth, which are theorems. And Goggett is the ultimate theorem from which all infallible truths or theorems come from.
Yes, God deals with the spirit. Yes.
God deals with theorems, which is what you're dealing with. That's what you must understand. And Goggett is all the theorems. They are past, present, and future, infallibly. Goggett, hence, is the word of God. And that's infallible. That's why Clinton ordered that use of the God word, which is eta sub n, to revise the IQ scores of the black people. That's why eta sub n is also the formula for intelligence. The intelligence is defined by Merriam-Webster's dictionary as an act of understanding. You have the ultimate understanding of Gaga, of eta sub n and eta sub infinity. You have the ultimate intelligence. So that's basically what you have to understand. Eter Saben is all the words of God. So again, the God order is God has deigned a black man, Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo, with the ultimate intelligence of Eter Subinfinity, where Eter Sub-N, first revealed by God to Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo, is the exact formula for intelligence, and where N measures the intelligence quotient, or IQ, of the person, God has designed N to be infinity for Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo. Therefore, Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo is blessed with the ultimate intelligence of 8 to 7 infinity infallibly, which no one can supersede. Since past, present, and future infallibly. And since God blessed black people to share the same genes as Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo, black people are the most intelligent, the richest, and undefeatable race. Therefore, we are the chosen race infallibly.
Okay, now I get that. So what is the end to all of this? What does it all conclude?
I'm going to explain.
What does this all conclude? Okay.
The Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion, number 151, with the principal co-author, who is a world-renowned mathematics legend, where mathematics professor / senator, Iya Abubakar. He's a Nigerian mathematician and professor, senator, who attained a PhD in mathematics from Cambridge University in England. He is one of the authors of the Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion, number 151, which is also in the link in the chat room. The Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion, number 151, is the declaration of the God order, which states that Gagat, which God revealed to Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo in 1990, is, quote, capable of solving all mathematical problems, end quote. It's also, as well as provided, quote, solutions to all unsolved human problems. You can find these quotes in the Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion page, Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion number 151 on the second page within the first eight paragraphs. And it can only be possible if Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo was blessed by God with the ultimate intelligence of Aethers of Infinity. So the Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion number 151, this is the new Gagat Constitution, or the Gagat New Constitution for the black race, and by extension to all humanity. And rest of humanity, as I said, from Gottingen and from Dasgupta and Jami Mills Zamia and the Yale University study, they have already recognized and accepted this God order. As a consequence of that God order, the black race through the Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion number 151 has awarded the Gagat African International Prize as the ultimate academic prize to Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo, with the Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion number 151 stated on the third page in the Be It Resolved Section 2, quote, African International Prize for Science and Technology with prize money higher than that of the Nobel Prize. That's how the African International Prize for Science and Technology is the ultimate academic prize. It's greater in terms of money and value, higher than that of the Nobel Prize.
So this is all about black people being together. This is about black people being together all over the world and them coming together. Now, I can appreciate that, and that sounds wonderful. But what is the end game? What is the final solution?
I'm going to get to that just a second.
Okay.
And you just said that all the black people in Nigeria and the rest of the world got together in terms of the Gagat Senate Motion. They were matched also with the Gagat Progressive Baptist Convention Resolution. That's Dr. King's organization of the Progressive Baptist Convention. The mm-hmm. Gagat Progressive Baptist Convention Resolution, they unanimously agreed with the God order by requesting all black churches, as well as all black mosques and religious and other organizations, to take collections for funding the Gagat African International Prize and the Gagat Ofapit Institute of Technology Industrial Park right away. You must distribute the Gagat Nigerian Senate Motion number 151, along with the Gagat Progressive Baptist Convention Resolution and the Gagat African International Prize for Science and Technology Award letter to all black people and all others, while searching for the black Flexners and the black Bambergs to facilitate the fundraising. You can also see the recognition of the God order presented previously through the, like I said before, the Gagat, the People's Daily, and the Russian People's Russian Daily News. Russia, together with China, have congratulated Gagatian through the Gagat Russian Daily News Report in 1339 on October 30, 2018. And the Gagat also has been recognized by China in the China's People's Daily on October 2, 2006, where they both celebrated Gagat by agreeing that Gagat, G-I-J, J=0, informally contains, one, all of mathematics, two, contains all solutions to all mathematics and all our problems, and three, as a consequence of points one and two, Gagat has earned all intellectual prizes, past, present, and future informably, as well as ending all wars forever. Remember, as I said before, intelligence is the purpose of war, proving who is more intelligent. By God blessing Professor Ojibwe with the ultimate intelligence of Aedes of Infinity, God has won all wars for the black people, once and for all, past, present, and future informably. So the bottom line now we're getting to is this. The Gagat life-saving and Riemann hypothesis coronavirus briefing is the therapy provided by God to the black people to return back to the reality we have been forced to abandon, that we are the chosen race, which we must continue with for as long as we need to. In other words, we must keep coming into the Gagat life-saving and Riemann hypothesis/coronavirus briefing every Sunday. From this date of March 28th, 2021, and every Sunday after that. You must continue with that, attending the briefings for as long as you need to get rid of the 2,500 years of battle fatigue shackles as a result of being forced to act by Jim Crow as three-fifths. And that is an inversion of a reality and a return to a reality as the Gagat Yale University study has determined we are five-thirds plus. The Gagat life-saving and Riemann hypothesis/coronavirus briefing also allows the black people to get their self-confidence in themselves back. That is one of the major things we lost in being forced to be a three-third by Jim Crow, is we've lost the self-confidence ourselves. We now get that self-confidence back for the Gagat life-saving and Riemann hypothesis/coronavirus briefing, and establishes the black people's superiority over Jim Crow through the introduction of the Gagat origin of 2 plus 1 equals 3. As I said before, the Gagat proof of the 2 plus 1 equals 3 is follows. You have what's called the ultimate reference point, which is 0. Do you understand?
I'm listening.
Okay. Ultimate origin point of all things is 0, and that's from Gagat. When you have the 2 plus 1 equals 3, you must rewrite that in the Gagatical form where the right-hand side is equal to 0. So if you have 2 plus 1 equals 3 where the right-hand side of the equal sign is 0, you have to subtract both sides by 3. When you subtract both the left and the right-hand side of the equal sign, you have 2 plus 1 minus 3 equals 0. Do you understand?
I'm listening, yes.
We take the left-hand side of that equation to then become an expression 2 plus 1 equals 3, 2 plus 1 minus 3. When we have the 2 happens to be an integer. It's a positive integer. So we're going to, and when it says positive, we mean we're going to count from the ultimate origin point of 0 to the right. We're going to count 2 units to the right. So we take 0, which is the ultimate reference point. We're going to count 2 units to the right. We are now at 2. 2 acts as our temporal reference point. Do you understand?
Yes. I need to make an announcement. Excuse me. Folks, we have 9 minutes left in this live program. In order to be able to continue to listen to this, or if you wish to participate, you have to call in now. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. 414-3504, and the other number is area code 515-605-9343. Again, that number is 515-605-9343, and press the number 1 if you have a question or a comment. And don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Delios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, and don't forget Brother Ray on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for the drumming, and it's to Let's Every Voice. And also I'd like to make an announcement that today is Brother Ray's brother's birthday, Billy Fontoy. He was one of the original Tuskegee Airmen. So today is his birthday, so we want to also lift them up. So if anyone has a question or comment, you know, press the number one, and you do have to call in before the top of the hour. Okay. Thank you, Ambassador. Please continue.
Yes. So 2 + 1 is when you count up the 2 is from your second, your temporal reference point, your first temporal reference point. Then we take the +1. +1 is also positive, a positive integer. We're going to count 1 unit to the right from the temporal reference point of 2. 1 unit to the right is 3. That's our second temporal reference point. Then we're going to take the -3. The -3 denotes a change in direction. We're going to go to the left instead of the right, 3 units to the left. And we're going to go take three units to the left from the second reference point of 3. If you go 3 units to the left from the second temporal reference point of 3, you will end up with the ultimate reference point of 0. So that's how we prove 2 + 1 = 3. When 2 + 1 - 3 = 0, the 2 + 1 - 3 has already been proven to be 0. And when you have the 0 = 0, the left-hand side is 0, the right-hand side of the equation is 0. That is how we prove that 2 + 1 = 3. This is something Jim Crow never knew, and they can't teach the black race. Therefore, the Garvey education is the ultimate level of education and the most valuable education. That and this, the Garvey life-saving agreement hypothesis / coronavirus briefing, it compelled the black race to invest in Garvey, G-I-J, J = 0. And you must begin investing in the Garvey life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing. No creature can pay the full value of the Garvey education. However, we charge the minimal value for the Garvey life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing of $550, which we can't go below without contradicting the ultimate value of Garvey. And we will not contradict the ultimate value of Garvey. For example, the Garvey life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing package, within it contains a Garvey journal. The Garvey journal is valued on Amazon.com at $2,199, one of the most expensive books on Amazon. This is almost 4 times what we are charging for the whole package, like I said, $550. This is an ultimate blessing from God and must be appreciated as part of our therapy. You, together with all other black people and all others, must attend the Garvey life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing for Sunday, this Sunday, March 28th, 2021, and all other Sundays after that, until we are totally healed by that therapy at Garvey. Do you understand?
Okay, so it's all about money. Is this all about money?
No. Again, like I said, the Garvey life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing is a therapy that every black person needs as a result of the 2,500 years of battle fatigue, shackles, and the fraudulently labeling and acting as three-fifths by Jim Crow. You need to detox from that. Think of it like Juneteenth. In Juneteenth, you had an American Civil War from 1861 to 1865. In 1863, there was the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed all black people from the plantations. Yet in 1865, at the end of the war, there were still plantations in Texas where they've been completely oblivious to the point that they've been freed. They were still acting in that three-fifths mode where they believed they were belonged on the plantation and when it was only over. That's basically what we're talking about in terms of they need therapy. Black people need therapy to overcome the shackles of the three-fifths and the battle fatigue. You understand that?
Yes, I'm listening.
It's a therapy.
No one has put their hand up, so everyone that's listening, know, we're listening and, you know, we're learning and, you know, and I assume everyone as I am, they're taking all of this in.
It's a therapy to force the black people from acting like three-fifths to get back to our reality of five-thirds plus.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And, for example, President Carter, during his presidency, there was the takeover of the Iranian embassy. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, in 1980, yes, when it came to the hospital.
Our experience is worse than that because we're prisoners of war. It's important you get the terminology correct in terms of we weren't.
Yes, I'm listening.
We must understand we were prisoners of war.
Yes.
When we were released, when the Iranian embassy hostages were released, they were taken to Germany, and they were given a therapy. The Gogut life-saving and Riemann hypoxia's briefing, or Riemann hypoxia's life coronavirus briefing, is the therapy that the black people need from the three-fifths fraudulent way we've been acting, forced to act by Jim Crow, now to become the five-thirds plus reality that we really are. Can you see that? Can you see the power?
Yes, I understand that. I'm just trying to figure out what is the end game to all of this? What exactly is it that we're supposed to see? You know, what is it that y'all want us to do? What is it that you want us to do?
You must come into that therapy by attending the Gogut life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing. You regain your confidence in yourself back. You can become, after coming into Gogut life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing, you can become the president of America as well. You're ready after the briefing to come into the presidency. You're supposed to be the president of America, but without the confidence and without the training of how to be a leader through the Gogut life-saving Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing, you'll never get it. Without getting your confidence back, you can't become the president. So that's why you must come into the Gogut life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing.
Okay, so basically, tell me if I'm wrong. What you're trying to do is set up another government, and you want us to be a part of that government, for black people to be a part of that government, and as you're saying, to take a rightful place?
You can't be the president harboring a three-fifths mentality. That's why you have to break free of that from coming into the Gogut life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing. You must get your understanding that three-fifths is a fraud and five-thirds is a reality. And once you come into the five-thirds reality, you become understanding that you have the only thing you position you're supposed to get is the presidency of the highest level positions. You're more close to God than any other race, as Professor Dasgupta said. That's why you have to be the presidents or the leaders from now on. Do you understand that?
Yes. Well, let's see if anyone has any questions. If anyone has any questions or comments, please press the number 1, and I can open up your line, and you can be able to answer them at this time. Ask them at this time. Okay, let me see if Brother Eric has anything that he wants to say. He's been quiet tonight. Brother Eric?
Yes.
Okay, do you have anything that you wish to add?
I would like to get to the cayenne pepper and some how we can, you know, we need healing, you know, we need comprehension through healing and we need to get some of these ailments out of our ways. And, you know, a lot of the brain damage is through medications and, you know, poisoning the water, you know, we have to deal with that. You know what I mean? We have to deal with, you know, getting the mind right. and you know, healing. So, you know, that's where I'm at on it. I want to hear about how we can do that. You know, I know this formula is very powerful in all things, and so, you know, let's touch some of those regions where we can be powerful in our health and in our thinking. You know, through eating right and you know, using mathematical formulas and, you know, forming unity through health. We got to be healthy. And can we talk about that?
Yes, well, we're not going to go into all the details here, but you can get the details in the Gogut Life-Saving and Riemann Hypothesis/Coronavirus briefing. One of the things that I want to also illustrate in terms of the coronavirus solution is we recently lost our Patah General, which is a title of respect, President J.P. Magufuli from Tanzania. Have you heard of that? Have you heard about President, Brigadier General President J.P. Magufuli?
Yes.
No, I haven't. Okay, you have.
He
okay,
was the president
job.
Of Tanzania, and he was assassinated by Jim Crow over a week ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Brigadier General/President J.P. Magufuli was only trying to actualize his own part of the God order called the God Almighty's Grand Unified Theorem. Nicknamed Gogut, G-I-J, comma, J, equals zero. Again, the God order is God ordained a black man, Professor Gabriel Adoyibo, with the ultimate intelligence of eta sub infinity, where eta sub n is the exact formula for intelligence given by eta sub n equals g sub nj times x sub j to the n plus 1 power. And it was first revealed by God to Professor Gabriel Adoyibo in 1990, 31 years ago. N also happens to represent the level of intelligence. God designed that N for Professor Gabriel Adoyibo to be infinity, infallibly, which is why we say it's eta sub infinity intelligence. And since the black race shares the same genes as Professor Gabriel Adoyibo, that is how God ordained the black race as the most intelligent race, the richest race, the most powerful race, and hence the chosen race infallibly. And so Patah/General/President J.P. Magufuli was ordained to be a genius and to be celebrated, not assassinated. We must say long live Patah/General/President J.P. Magufuli. And long live Gogutia. And long live Gogutians. He was a Gogutical president, an example of how presidents or the Gogutian leaders should represent and act. We can celebrate the life of Patah/General/President J.P. Magufuli, especially because he basically made a decision. He made a decision before he was assassinated to reject the coronavirus testing kits from China. And the proof that his decision to reject the coronavirus testing kits from China being a righteous decision was because the people of China, in the People's Daily News, October 2nd, 2006, together with the people of Russia, in terms of the Russian Daily News Report 1339 in October 30th, 2018, also with the United States of America government in terms of the Gogut Yale University study report entitled Nuclear DNA Diversity in Worldwide Distributed Human Populations, all of them verifying the God order. In particular, the Gogut Yale University study verified the God order by concluding that non-blacks have an average IQ of 100, while the black race is blessed with an IQ or genius IQ of 147. Together with the black race through the Gogut Nigerian Senate motion number 151, you must understand the Gogut Nigerian Senate motion was a unanimously voted motion in Nigeria where all the different ethnic groups, Hausa, Igala, Fulani, Igbo, Yoruba, and so forth, all of them came together in unison to vote on that. Most of the time when you have something like that, when you have a motion, you have for and against. You have some people for it, you have some people against it. In the case of the Gogut Nigerian Senate motion number 151, all of the various ethnic groups in Nigeria agreed upon it. And they agreed with the God Order ordaining the black race as the most intelligent race, and specifically summarized, particularly by Russia and China, they've recognized and celebrated that Gagat, G-I-J, comma, J equals zero, infallibly contains all mathematics. That's the first point. The second point is it contains all solutions to all mathematics and all other problems. And three, as a consequence of points one and points two, Gagat has earned all intellectual prizes, past, present, and future infallibly, as well as ending all wars forever. And so God is the greatest. Now, previously, we had sent an email to the Tanzanian embassy and the Tanzanian government in November 13th, 2014. We sent them the proof of
Hello?
We sent them the Gagat medicine and its Gagat solution. The Gagat medicine solution was contained solutions to the Ebola outbreak at the time in 2014, and especially in November, there was the Ebola outbreak, which Dr. Ida Igono, a Nigerian science doctor, she successfully demonstrated when Pata/General/President J.P. Magufuli was the minister of works. He wasn't the president at the time. He was the minister of works of Tanzania. After becoming president in 2015, Pata/General/President J.P. Magufuli was fully prepared for the 2019 outbreak of coronavirus, which Pata/General/President J.P. Magufuli implemented the same Gagat medicine. And in the following BBC article, the article of BBC titled, and quote, "Coronavirus in Tanzania, the country that rejected the vaccine," end quote, Pata/General/President J.P. Magufuli had declared Tanzania coronavirus-free in June of 2020. They did this by Pata/General/President J.P. Magufuli, along with the Tanzanian authorities, telling the people of Tanzania to use the Gagat medicine to protect the people from coronavirus, and it worked. The Tanzanian Health Minister, Dorothy Gwajima, also stated the people of Tanzania also followed the Gagat medicine to combat the coronavirus. And that's what's contained in the Gagat life-saving agreement hypothesis/coronavirus briefing. Now, the thing that's also important is Pata/General/President J.P. Magufuli also warned in that same BBC article against the coronavirus vaccines, which are very harmful and won't and would not allow the people of Tanzania to be used as guinea pigs for the vaccine in January this year, 2021. Pata/General/President J.P. Magufuli has been described as a bulldozer for keeping the people of Tanzania safe from the coronavirus and the vaccine, which is described as dangerous. And that sentiment mirrors our own sentiment of the here, the OFAPIN Institute, that the coronavirus and the coronavirus vaccines are dangerous. They are a military strategy by Jim Crow to lower and alter the IQ scores of the black people. As I just stated in the Gagat Yale University study, the IQ scores that black people have is 28 plus. They are trying to lower that IQ score in the military operation from 28 plus to 19 minus and even below that. They're trying to get black people to disengage from Gagat. We must say to Jim Crow, they've gone too far. We must engage in Gagat by coming into the Gagat life-saving and Riemann hypothesis/coronavirus briefing so we can engage in Gagat and say to Jim Crow, they've gone too far. That's important to understand. The coronavirus is a military strategy to lower the IQ scores of the black people. We must come into the briefing so we can not only save lives, but also to guarantee the success and vision of the Gagat in terms of the saving of lives through the Gagat life-saving Riemann hypothesis/coronavirus briefing and the solution of the Gagat medicine or the Gagat solution. Yeah. All education before Gagat is a special ed. So much, you must understand that Gagat is now the only knowledge you should seek, and you should only come into the Gagat life-saving agreement hypothesis / coronavirus briefing. So you can come to learn how you have become leaders, to live your life as a five-thirds plus individual, not the fraudulent three-fifths labeling.
So is this a setup for black people? I mean, to me, this sounds more like you're setting us up to get black people all around the world to come in and be a part of your organization. And, you know, I mean, and then what? I mean, you, I don't understand what, you know,
well, Chapman Institute of Technology has been declared by Stanford University as the number one high energy physics university. Stanford University, which was the number two school in America, they have done a list in terms of high-energy physics, and they've recognized OFAPID Institute of Technology as the number one university in high-energy physics. Gagat contains all knowledge, all infallible truth, infallibly. The whole world must come to study Gagat.
But that doesn't mean the whole world is going to. I mean,
they have no choice. They do not have a choice. It's exactly like
that.
What did you say?
Why don't they have a choice?
It's like 2 + 1 = 3. Once a theorem has been established.
I mentioned that several times, and I'm not trying to disrespect you, but this, I understand this is his theory. You know, this makes him an excellent mathematician, but, you know, you can't come in, well, you can come in anywhere how you want to come in, but, for, you know, he's supposed to take the place of Jesus, Muhammad, and everyone else, and now everyone is going to flock and do his bidding and come and be a part of this organization that's for black people around the world. We're not even together in one, as one in the United States, let alone the world.
First of all, you must understand Professor Oyibo supersedes both Jesus and Muhammad. It's not replaced. It's superseded.
Okay, well, that's second, your opinion. That's you and his opinion. That's not my
opinion.
It's not
opinion. It's infallible truth. Like,
okay,
I just
that's
proved
your
to
truth.
You.
That's your truth.
It's
understand, that's your
truth.
Truth. That's not my truth. That's not my truth.
You already agreed to that when you said 2 + 1 = 3, and that God is a God order that contains all infallible truths, and that neither Jesus nor Muhammad have infallible truth. Neither Jesus nor Muhammad have any mathematical rigorous proving theorem. Yet Professor Oyibo has all infallible truths and all theorems. That is why Professor Oyibo supersedes both Jesus and Muhammad. But also the other thing that's important is that black people need to come into the Gagat life-saving agreement hypothesis / coronavirus briefing to attend the briefing so they can get the therapy they needed after 2,500 years of being forced to live their lives as a three-fifths. That is a fraud. You must live your life as a five-thirds plus, but you must come into the briefing so you can detox from that three-fifths fraud and come into your five-thirds reality and protect
and
your life.
Where is this briefing? Where is this briefing at?
The briefing is conducted online. You can conduct. It's going to be conducted in a Google Hangout. And you can register on gagatofapit.org. That's GAGUTOFA, two P's like Peter Parker, IT, .org. You click on the second link from the top, which is the Gagat Life-Saving Coronavirus Briefing, and you can register there for the briefing. Like I said, the briefing is coming up Sunday, March 28th, 2021.
Could I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead, Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame,
yeah.
this is Ambassador John Glover.
All right. Good evening, Brother Glover.
Gagat greetings, sir.
I'm coming in tail end, but I'm listening to you when you the two things that I got you saying that IQ testing. And he has this. Can you explain that IQ testing?
Delta sub N is the exact formula for intelligence, or the representation, as I said before, in the Goggett Yale University study of a polymorphism.
Okay, where is Goggett
University? N represents that polymorphism.
Okay, but what I'm asking the question, IQ testing of black people, that's what you're saying. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Have you ever heard of Dr. Asa G. Hilliard Jr., the third? No, he's the third, yeah. Asa G. Hilliard the third. He's an ancestor now. Asa G. Hilliard the third was a educational psychology at Georgia State University in Georgia. He also was a professor at San Francisco.
Yes, I've heard of Dr. Asa Hilliard. I didn't hear you say that name. Asa Hilliard.
Right. Okay, Dr. Asa Hilliard.
He's talked with us here at OFAPIN Institute of Technology in the past.
Okay, but then Dr. Hilliard, and knowing that, if you knowing Dr. Hilliard, Dr. Hilliard won the cases from San Francisco and Oregon. And there is no such thing as IQ testing of black children or black people, because he was an educational psychology. He wrote the test that you give for IQ test. There is no test.
That, of course, was before Goggett.
Before Goggett. I mean, even if today into Goggett, it's still there is no testing to test. Each individual has their own truth, and you cannot intellectualize every human's intellectual, or especially our people. Who is the most PhD race of black people?
Can you say that again, what you were saying?
Who are the most holders of PhDs in the nation of black people? What nation of people holds the most PhDs of black people?
Let's understand, with Goggett, we have the real
Nigeria. PhD. Nigerian. And isn't he a Nigerian?
Well, Professor Gabriel Adoyibo is Nigerian, yes.
Yeah, see? That's the part. The IQ testing. They hold the most IQs of any nation of people of color. I mean, that's a simple IQ question. You should have known about the person who's teaching you.
Hello?
And you said something about Princeton or Yale, one of those universities, Stanford. Didn't you mention something about Stanford or something? You said Stanford was testing or whatever.
We're going to understand that the new PhDs that we give out here, the IQs are multiplied, first of all, in black people's case, before Goggett, of course. They've been multiplied by a three-fifths factor, which is a Jim Crow factor.
But who's making the test? Who's making the test?
Jim Crow has made those tests. And
Jim Crow.
They're based on the theory
Jim
that...
Jim Crow, did you just see what happened in Georgia? With the new bill that they just, that is Jim Crow in action. Jim Crow is a white bard bill. It only means is a white supremacy law saying that you now have to submit to what we say. How many, if you want to vote, how many bubbles in a bar of soap? That's Jim Crow. We are in the new Jim Code. Algorithms and are what's being used in the techno enslavement. What you're looking at is talking about Gaga and a university. The first universities that we created was from mouth to ear, which was basically in Kemet, and the first West African university started by a woman, a black woman, was Timbuktu. So what is Gaga getting ready to do?
The correction of IQ scores. The Goggett-Yale University study is actually the process of getting people
see,
to understand.
You, you're going on a white folks' premise. You're taking a Yale.
That's not
Yale
what we're
was
doing,
started
sir.
By Yale started from slavery. Yale started from slavery. Get the book Ebony and Ivory. Yale, Harvard, all of those Ivy League schools started on the backs of slave trade. Now you're going to say you're going to use what suppressed us to make us three-fifths to make us what, whole? How are y'all using that?
Well, you must understand that the Goggett-Yale study is going to revise the IQ scores. That study already determined that we are 4 or 5.
But why are you using the Yale?
Sir,
why
just a second.
You,
just
wanna,
a second. You,
help
I'm going
help
to answer your question. The three-fifths has revised the whole IQ score. So when you have your IQ scores, black people, they've been fraudulently multiplied by 3/5. We're going to multiply them back by 5/3 to get the actual truthful IQ scores. That's the correction. That, do you understand that?
No, I'm trying to understand where you get the 3/5 wrong. Because
okay, first of all, like I said, the IQ scores that are given for black people are automatically multiplied by a 3/5 factor, which is a Jim Crow factor. That Jim Crow factor lowers the IQ scores because anytime you have a fraction which is less than 1, you multiply something by that fraction, you're going to get something less than its actuality. That's how they've gotten afford of the black people's IQs in terms of being the so-called least intelligent before Goggett. When you have that score and you then multiply by 5/3, the 5/3 will cancel out the 3/5. That's the revision of the IQ score. The 3/5 times the regular IQ score was the wrong IQ. The 5/3 times the 3/5 times IQ then gets you back to your real IQ. Can you see that?
But help me understand. Where did you get the Yale? Where did you get that Yale created? For one, Yale is a white supremacy institution that created to make you lesser than what they in turn wanted to be because they know that you're greater. So why would you use the person that put you there to use that to evaluate yourself, to make yourself whole? There are other institutions in which we had, if you study and go back and study from the Kemetic, one of the first multi-genius was Imhotep. He was a gastrologist. He was a multi-genius who designed and built the step pyramids. Why are you using Yale when you have your ancestors that look like you and me? I think that's who we look like. Would go to do that. Help me understand.
Jim Crow is the one who put us into with the 3/5 labeling.
Jim Crow is a broad deal. You keep using Jim Crow. First, you got to understand what Jim Crow is nothing but a white supremacy law that they created, that got from a vaudeville act during the time of the enslavement of the Africans that they brought here. That's where that comes from. Why are you using their terms to free yourself?
I understand your position, but what you must understand is that the Goggett corrects that 3/5 fraud by multiplying by 5/3. The 3/5 and the 5/3 will cancel each other out, and you will get your real IQ. The 3/5 is the poison. That's the poison that has been put upon all black people to lower
the
IQ.
What is the poison? What is the poison? You're giving me the mathematics. You're giving me mathematics. Give me some words, books, and some something that is referenced.
3/5 is just basically a representation of the European bias, and the European bias is
the
poison.
The Constitution says with 3/5, but do you know what that means in the Constitution? That
it means,
go ahead, let me hear.
The Constitution doesn't even refer to black people as citizens or even people that have the rights to respect.
But who
and
the
that was where the fraudulent labeling
about?
Of the 3/5 factor. We multiply the reality of the IQ scores by 5/3. 3/5 times 5/3 times your regular IQ gets you your IQ score.
Okay.
You must
understand
that we must eliminate the poison.
You're using When did Jim Crow start?
2,500 years ago, from the time the Greeks invaded Africa, or Gaugatia, and also when the Arabs invaded Africa, or Gaugatia as well. You must understand that it's been a long period of misrepresentation of the black people's intelligence. Gaugat ended all that in 1990. The Gaugat-Yale University study confirmed that the black people are the most intelligent with ratios of 28 to 19, which is approximately a five-thirds or five-thirds plus. So what we're trying to get people to understand is you need the briefing, so the Gaugat life-saving and Riemann hypothesis/coronavirus briefing, so you can detox from the poison, because the poison that's already permeated for 2,500 years, you've been living life as three-fifths. And we have an expression here at the OFAPID Institute of Technology that's walking on your head. It's painful to walk in your head, but you've been forced.
Sorry,
just a second.
You
walked in your head instead of your feet. That's a very painful position, but that's what the three-fifth situation is. You must get back to walking on your feet instead of walking your head.
All right, but help me understand something. The pyramids and all the monuments that's sitting in Africa was 3,100 years ago. So you mean 600 years adding to that, those people that created all of that was in Jim Crow?
I said from the time the Greeks invaded Kemet or Gaugatia.
The Greeks invaded. When the Greeks invaded,
Greeks invaded, they had several, well, first of all, you don't even know from the names of history, but most of the Greek mathematicians either took their knowledge that they got from Kemet and then took it back to Greece, or were even Africans just with Greek names like Ptolemy. All that basically says is that the three-fifths part comes into the fact that they took the knowledge from Kemet and from Gaugatia, then they labeled you as so-called ignorant or supposedly you didn't know anything. They took over the country and the continent. They invaded. They diluted the learning and process. And then they ultimately taught teaching you things like, for example, as we said before, and I said also, when you have Jim Crow, the only thing that they can really teach you is their language. So
but
what you must understand is that...
But what I'm trying to understand, you keep using Jim Crow, and Jim Crow was not even a part of the white racist. That's an American invention. Have you ever read Ivan Van Sertima?
I've read some.
Have you ever read Sheikh Anta Diop?
Charles
Preston, J.A. Rogers.
Yes.
Have you, Jake Carruthers, John Henry Clark. These are African historians that have what you're saying, and they have written extensively, even to the point where you even have Burgess, who's written, and you, The Egyptian Light, Volume 1 and 2. I mean, these people are not, none of them have ever came out. Where did you get this Jim Crow and this whole concept from?
It's the Gaugat knowledge, because when we say Jim Crow, we're referring to Europeans or for white people.
Well,
and we're confirming, just a second, sir. We're confirming that the process of Jim Crow began even before our prisoner of war period in terms of the 1400s and so forth. It occurred since antiquity. The whole concept we're talking about Jim Crow is basically a representation of the European system of taking from Jim Crow or taking from black people and then, in effect, then stealing it and then misrepresenting the reality. In other words, misrepresenting like the three-fifths is an example of misrepresentation. We're five-thirds intelligence, but Jim Crow misrepresented that and by the inversion of three-fifths. The same is true of the history and all the inventions. The knowledge that we had in Kemet and all that was taken by Jim Crow in terms of the Greeks and the Arabs, and then it was inverted. The image of black people was inverted in terms of being three-fifths.
But what
that now has been inverted back to five-thirds now that Gaugat has come on the scene since 1990.
But what I'm sharing with you, and this is all maybe good and well, but it's in the wording, because words have power. when you use Jim Crow, you're only going as far as America in that. If you say the Greeks and the Romans that came in and invaded and the Hyksos that came in and invaded, that would give a different timeline. But when you I hear Jim Crow, Jim Crow is what came on Turtle Island. And this is where I'm getting the mixed messages. And then the other part in the IQ testing, it was that, you know, you went into the universities in Kemet, and you went in at the age of 7. You were tested at 42, and you went back in at 42, and you were test and learned till you were you learned the 7 art. So when you came out, you had a PhD for every art, every other 7 liberal arts, that you knew how to build a world. And these are the things, because all of them, before, by the time the Greeks was in the 25th dynasty, when they started coming in, Egypt had been almost 25 dynasties.
So there's no disagreement. What we understand by the 3/5 is that it's an era that was conducted by Jim Crow. They revised the IQ scores in the Goggett-Yale study to get the inverse, which is 5/3. You must understand that 3/5 is the deadly factor, the Jim Crow factor, that is multiplied by everything we do in before Goggett, of course, in terms of multiplying our IQs, multiplying our test scores. By it, they multiply everything that's done in our in Jim Crow system that we're in by the 3/5 or the Jim Crow factor. We correct that through the inverse, which is the 5/3. All the grades in fact schools that black people go to have to be multiplied by 5/3 to get the correct score. Do you understand that?
Nope.
If a black student gets 100 in a test, in Jim Crow system, they get a 60. Because 3/5 times 100 is 60. That's an F. If you multiply that back by 5/3, 60 by 5/3, you get 100. 100 back. Do you understand that?
I'm still lost with Jim Crow. I still can't. You haven't shown me where Jim Crow comes
3/5
from.
3/5 is a deadly factor. Just take Jim Crow out of it. Just see it as 3/5. The 3/5 is the fact that they multiply everything our people do to get the problem states that we're
in. Who does this?
Jim Crow does that. When our kids go to school, their IQ scores, their test scores, all that is multiplied by a 3/5. If you multiply by 5/3...
Let me ask this question, because you're saying when we go to school. When we were going to school in Egypt, they were taking and you would get an A or F if you using Jim Crow. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying Jim Crow's system here, black people are multiplying, or the Jim Crow and the non-blacks are multiplying a 3/5 factor in the test score. For example, like I just said, if a black student was to get 100 in a test, they multiply this test by 3/5. 3/5 times 100 is 60. That's a failing grade, even though you've got a perfect score. If you multiply by 5/3, the correcting factor, you get your correction of the actual score, which is 100% back. Do you understand that?
I'm still not with you. Because what I don't understand or what you're sharing with me, and maybe because I'm standing on my truth, and what your truth is not my truth. And, I mean, you believing that is the actuality of it, and that could be the actuality in which you
and God.
What do
you mean by that?
What do I mean by it is that I know that there are multi-geniuses that have been went through this school system and some of the systems that we created now in our own educational system in Jim Crow era. There were the colored schools that produced some of the great minds that we talk about, Du Bois, and we talk about Carter G. Woodson. They went to colored schools. They were not graded on the system of Jim Crow. They were graded and taught by a system of people of color. That's why they call it colored schools, until we integrate it. And then the integration may have come in and using that. But those ones that when we came out and we began to educate our own children and began to teach them to catch up, this is why what you're talking about was a way in which to deter the brilliance of our children. Because this is why Jawanza Kanjufu wrote 3-book series, volume set, Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys, because that institution is set up for failure, yes. But we know how that we can overdo that. This is what ASA and all of the black scholars did when they had the Infusion Conference in 1986 here in Atlanta, Georgia, where they brought every scholar, and we made a curriculum from K through 12th grade that we can teach our children using nothing but African-centered educational tools. And we created a system because we were the ones who created the system. How are you looking at how they came in and did this 3/5 and that part, because that's part of their constitution. So what you're looking at is a system that was created here called white supremacy racism, created by those ones that don't look like us in order to keep them in what they call their power. But the thing of it is, everything that they know came from us. So how are you going to give us something and say you can rate it and make it 3/5 when it was originally ours as a whole 5/5 of the whole thing, all of it?
Well,
hey, can
like
I
said before,
say something? Excuse me.
Just one second
can
before
I say
you go
something?
On. Jim, just one second before you go on. Jim Crow can't teach black people. That's basically what we're trying to get you to understand. We have to return back to a state where we have understanding of ourselves, and we have to get that therapy through the Goggett Life-Saving Agreement Hypothesis / Coronavirus Briefing. Right now, without that therapy, you can't teach Jim Crow. You can't even teach yourself. But with the confidence that you gain through the Goggett Life-Saving Agreement Hypothesis Briefing and Goggett Life-Saving Agreement Hypothesis / Coronavirus Briefing, you regain that confidence. You get to become a leader. You become a leader of all.
We have another caller I'm going to bring in. They have their hand up. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Can I say
Erica 7? Yes, just a moment. Eric, and I'll be right with you. Let me bring the caller in. Caller 708, and Eric, you can go right after they go. Hey, 708? If you have yourself on mute, please take yourself off.
Can I be heard?
Oh, yes. Hello, Brother Eddie.
Hello, hello, hello. But before I even start, please let Brother Eric say what he has to say.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank
Brother
you
Eric.
Very much, Royal. I appreciate you, Brother Eddie. Royal, I appreciate that, brother. I'll be brief. Mr. Glover, I think what's being said here in plain terms is that we don't wear Jerry curls anymore. There's no more phone booths. And using the term Jim Crow is like Antoinette's grandchild tell her, Grandma, I'm not old school, I'm new school. You see what I mean? We done with Jim Crow already. We you know, that's like a flat tire. We already changed tire and we moving on. We don't say Jim Crow. We know it as a different kind of animal. You know, we like
the
math, like the mathematical formula.
The hangover still left. That's where the problem
is. I would like to finish, sir. Can I finish? Okay, so.
Noise. Could y'all mute your lines if you're not talking so that we don't have the background noise, please? Thank you. Okay, Brother Eric.
I'm going to be done. Okay, I'm going to be done with the Jim Crow thing. Like I said, we don't wear Jerry curls anymore. You know, it's out of date. When you say that, I think the brother is trying to say that, you know, describing that is like old news. We have Francis Cress Wealth and all these people done with that already. You know, they did the psychological analysis on that, and we solved that. We don't say Jim Crow. I think that's what he's trying to say. It's out of date. And we understand exactly, perfectly what you're saying. And it's just like if these folks have a cure for a disease and they charge us a lot of money to get it, then we question it. Okay, if you have a cure for something, you know, a lot of us right now, we don't have financial money to get into the conference, but we still need some kind of knowledge that will, you know, feed us along the way, you know, some kind of nutrition, you know, until we get up to that point. But listen to this. A valuable education costs a lot of money. For $550, I could get a very high education. I understand that part also. So, yes, I appreciate you, Brother Eddie. You go ahead, right ahead, brother. Thank you.
All right, there, brother. Well, did the guest have something to say? Did he want to say something? Sound like I heard him trying to get a word or two in.
Yes.
Ambassador Robert, was there something
like
that you wanted
to
say?
Hey, Brother Eddie.
Oh, okay. Right quick, you know, I'm loving it. I've been loving it, the exchange with Brother Kwame and you, my brother. And then Brother Eric kind of echoed it. But you touched on what I do. I'm a numerologist, and I'm metaphysical in dealing with what I do. And you touched on a lot of great things dealing with the number behind the words, because that's what we haven't touched on. And that's the key even with where you keep going back to God or whatever the name is. And I think that's resonating a wrong pitch, because the Gaga for the family that resonate on these lines is within each and every one of us. That's the overstanding.
Yeah.
That's the understanding. See, as Antoinette was trying to say, Jesus to her is one thing. I agree with that, but see, as I do it in numbers, Jesus is no more than the light. Same number, different word. We get tied and twisted into the words. When you say God by number, that's 13. Love it. Dark is 13. You kept using that. Where the creator comes from, darkness. Darkness is 31, 13 in reverse. See, everything has a number. And we got to find out how to link it together. Gaka, whoever. No, if that's not your journey, brother, as Kwame said, that's not his truth, because at the end of the day, truth is 31. It's the same damn number as God. Do we know God by number? Are we speaking gibberish by this English occult language called Babel at the end of the day? Because it's the same number. See, when we truly understand Jesus Christ, it's a number, baby. Jesus Christ, what they're using is called the Hegelian dialect. Same damn number, different word. And we're going round and around because we can't see the number behind what comes out of our mouth and words. We basically saying the same thing and fighting each other because we don't know the damn number. Even in the book of Revelations, 13:18, guess what? It comes to 31 when you add 13:18 up. It says, here's the wisdom. Let he who understand count the damn number. Ain't nobody counting shit. We're using this crazy-ass shit called English, trying to define the confusion we constantly in using this language that is theirs. Somebody said Jim Crow. Okay, that's their shit too, because you're using English. IQ has a number. Get into the number of IQ. That's the learning we're supposed to be going through. That's the information we're supposed to be sharing. That's the Jesus that Antoinette talked about. It's the same damn number, different word. See what it is for you doing your journey, baby, because we all got a part of it. And we're not sharing the part we're supposed to. We're trying to get somebody into some Gaga and some other shit. Everybody's into their own damn thing. Let it flow, baby, and get what you're supposed to get. For me, it's the numbers and sharing that. That's my damn part. So we stop arguing because we're saying the same damn thing in number and arguing in this crazy-ass language called English. With that, I'm done, family. Love you.
Thank you. We love you too, Brother Eddie. Thank you so much for coming forth. Okay, anybody else? You have a question or comment? Yes, yes, you can, Brother Eric.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I was just seeing if y'all was still there. It got kind of quiet.
Oh.
No, I'm still here. We must understand that there's a difference between qualitative and quantitative. And Gagat is the ultimate quantitative subject. That is
okay.
In terms of
understanding. Let me step in there with that, what you just said. How do we define a people?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, as people of melanated color, there, Dr. John Henry Clark says, is that you define a people by land, history, and culture. So what you're saying is that this ambassador, you being an ambassador of Gaga, you're representing a people that have a history, the land in which they came from, and a culture in which they study and understand how they teach their children. Is that kind of where you, Gaga, represents?
The Gaga we're talking about is about the mind.
Okay.
That mind is represented by Eta sub N in fold.
I didn't catch that last part. You say it's represented by what?
Eta sub N is the representation of the mind, exactly, in a fold.
Okay. Now, in Egypt, you're going back to Egypt. When they, and Diop was one who was a profound Egyptologist along with Jay Carruthers and a few other Anderson Thompson scholars on that, and even Theophilo Binga could decipher the Medu Netta. But what I'm saying is that in the people of Kemet, what you're talking about and referring to is that in those people being of melanated, and mummifying them was the funeral rites of the, do you ever heard of that?
I have.
Okay. And the mummification, one, your heart was taken from your body and it was put on the scale of Mayat and weighed with the ostrich feather of Mayat to go into the next life. What do you think they did with the brain?
Well, Professor Oyibo's ancestors also embalmed. It's actually a current process in Nigeria.
Okay. And the embalming process or the mummification process, and even when you use that part, it's called brain tanning or mummification. You hook a hook through the nose and you pull the brain out through the nose, and you use the brain to mummify the tissue of the person for the afterlife ceremony. Then he's oiled in frankincense and myrrhs and oils using the brain, the same way that you tan a piece of leather in order for it to stay and not to turn into rawhide. And that way it will extend the life of the skin of the being. Okay.
There's actually there's a direct ancestor to Professor Oyibo by the name of Ogala, O-G-A-L-A.
Okay.
He was embalmed.
And how did the Nigerians get to Nigeria? Have you ever...
He was embalmed exactly like it was done in Egypt. I want you to keep that in mind.
Okay, yeah, that's the mummification. And that means that they had to take his brain and use it and put oils with it and use that. He wasn't embalmed. He was mummified. Mummified, they don't open you up. They just take certain organs out, and then they put them into special jars of semblance, and then they put those parts in there. But the whole body was mummified with the brain. And so that is an African tradition. But what I'm saying is that there was a leaving of Africa after the 25th dynasty. And those ones that crossed the Sahara came and they settled in West Africa, which is now Mali, Ghana, Nigeria. Those ones are the same people. That's why they knew the tradition of mummification that the Nigerians knew. Those are the same people. They just came from the east and came to the west.
Those are people that are called the Gala people. There's a direct ancestors of Professor Gabriel Aldo Yibo.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Nigerians are I was just listening to some talk on it because that's why I asked you about who owns the most PhD. And Nigerians are brilliant because they were the scholars. The people of the Dogon were the astronomers. the Ghanaians were the metallurgists. That's why they work with gold and they work with cloth. They do the weaving. So each one had a different part of the culture that they took, and they began to set up their nation states in those parts of there. Because one thing about Nigeria, it's just like the Saudis. They have oil. They got all that oil that comes out of Nigeria, put on a boat, sent out, processed, and made it, brought back, and they have to buy gas from the oil that they just took out of the ground that they live on.
Remember that Dr. John Henry Clark also stated that they dominated the Nile and they also dominated the Niger River. Professor Gabriel Adoribo's people are the descendants.
Yeah, okay. I could go with that. I mean, you got that's two different parts, but the Nile, because, you know, Papus of Hunefer says it starts at Lake Nyanza, where they found the oldest human remains there in that area, Tanzania and Omo Valley, was the Lucy, who's 3.5 million years old. She comes from the Papus of Hunefer says is that the people came from the foothill of the Mountain of the Moon, which is Mount Kilimanjaro, and they traveled down, which is up from Lake Nyanza, and the Nile River runs north, and the Nile River of the West runs south. That's the Mississippi. They also established territory here, and they built step pyramids in South America, and they put the papyrus boats and knew that if you, at the time of the Burmans, you put a boat in the water and it will come and travel through the West Indies and come up the coast of North America, travel back around, and the current goes back to Africa. We knew how to navigate.
It's important that you understand that once they came from the Kemet and down to the Niger River in Nigeria, they also came to the New World in terms of South Carolina. Those are Professor Oyibo's descendants or his people, his ancestors, in fact.
Okay.
The Gallas and the Geechees of South Carolina are Professor Oyibo's ancestors. Do you understand what I said?
Yeah, I heard you.
That's a journey from Kemet right to America.
I'd just like to add, if I can be heard right quick, you struck a nerve with my people. My grandfather was a full-blood Geechee, so, yes, I'm tied to that line. So,
I'm very sorry for that.
Again, yeah.
That's the Gaga story. We were leaders of the world in Kemet. Now we're back to being returned, or we're turning back to that position of leadership here in America and the rest of the world. All you now need to do is come into the Gogut life-saving and Riemann hypothesis / coronavirus briefing to get your confidence back and to regain your leadership.
Hey, I find that funny that
I want to find out something. You're saying, where are we getting leadership to? Where are we being led to?
Return back to leadership to any place we can go. Any place, first is this planet, in terms of Earth. We're talking about presidency of America and other leaderships in other countries as well.
Okay, and you know, leadership that we've done and we've seen happen just more, what was his name, President of Tanzania, you know, he just got taken out. But the part of having leaders, the thing is that if we have just one leader and someone's leading us and that leader is taken away, then who is empowering? Or are you giving us empowering everyone to be able to know thyself and to guide themselves through life? There's a difference, because if there's a leader, that means someone is leading me. I'm skeptical about leaders.
Well, Pattar General / President J.P. Magufuli was a Gagutian president. Jim Crow took him out because he had a Gagutical response to the coronavirus and the coronavirus vaccine.
Okay. Who was Julius Nyerere?
We're going to make sure that that Jim Crow never does to Ptah General President J.P. Magufuli to any other president or leader again.
Who was Julius Nyerere?
Professor Yibo actually met with that president, President Julius Nyerere, actually in 1991. He paved the way for Ptah General President Magufuli. Because they're using
Julius Nyerere, if you know Julius Nyerere's history, Julius Nyerere was in 1959. He was the first prime minister, and then he became the first president of Tanzania. Mugabe was born in the 60s. He was educated by Julius Nyerere because Julius Nyerere was his platform was, whosoever educates your children controls your future. And the woman that is now president, who was vice president, now president, was on the island of Mauritania, which is an island off of Tanzania, which became part of Tanzania in the 60s, late 60s, and she became the vice president, and she was a minister, and then she became elected vice president when he ran for president, but he was educated in the time of Julius Nyerere's presidency. So Kwame Nkrumah, you're looking at Ghana, and Kwame Nkrumah, Julius Nyerere, Jomo Kenyatta, and Patrice Lumumba, the Congo, they were the first presidents of the nation states of Africa at the time that they got out from under colonization. And what we're seeing now is a rise in the people of leadership, but you look at the leadership and corruption that's going on in Nigeria, and you're looking at presidency, and you're looking at military, the corruption that is going on in Nigeria is kind of something to look at, because if he's going to be implementing that, he needs to start at home, because Nigeria has some of the most corrupt leadership and cabinets that they have going in their country.
Yes, thank you.
And the people have poverty that shouldn't be there.
It's important that Idris Sabin is the formula for intelligence. And we have to understand that intelligence means that, because Professor Yibo has been blessed with an end of infinity, Professor Yibo has been blessed with all intelligences. We must now come into the Gogut life-saving Riemann hypothesis briefing so we can understand that intelligence and become leaders in the process.
Okay.
We're
going to
use
that.
It for immortality in the process. We will use that Idris Sabin for immortality.
Okay. Well, let me ask
not
you.
Not Armageddon.
Where will this lead us to?
It's supposed to lead us to immortality, which is life, instead of Armageddon, which is death.
But if there is no death.
Jim Crow is focused on Armageddon. We must be focused on life. We must dissuade them also from going on Armageddon, or get them in their own galaxy where they'll be living in Armageddon, and we live in a galaxy of immortality.
But isn't that what the COVID is? Is they get in the arm to put the shot in?
That's what it is.
Okay.
We're advising our people
to
stay away
you.
From coronavirus vaccines. Come to the Gogut briefing and you will get your Gogut solution to the coronavirus.
All right. So is this going to be a remote broadcast? Lecture.
That's correct. Magufuli used that coronavirus solution in terms of Gogut. We must understand that by coming into the Gogut life-saving and Riemann hypothesis/coronavirus briefing, so we can understand that solution as well as a people. And teach Jim Crow to understand it. They should also learn that they should give up on coronavirus and Armageddon and come into immortality. Give up on death and give on coming to life.
And the cost of this
$550 per person.
Okay.
And where do these funds go to?
The funds are allocated to the Gagat African International Prize for Science Technology and also the Gagat Ofapin Institute of Technologies Industrial Park.
Who are in the FBI and Homeland Security? They have a listing of fraudulent people in different countries. Who do you think is in the top five?
Well, why don't you tell us?
Nigeria is in one of them.
Yeah.
That is a theory. Oyibo
is not a theory. That's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
What did you say?
That was
that's
a
not,
fact.
What did you say?
That's a fact. It's not a theory.
That's a theory. That's a theory because, first of all, you have Jim Crow members, so-called, conducting that study. They're the worst criminals, and that they're supposedly analyzing criminality of others. Give me a break.
Second, do you discount
what I've said about Jim Crow being the worst criminals, and how can you trust that Jim Crow, so-called, classification? Who killed Michael Foley?
Well, they said it was his pacemaker, but we know better.
Jim Crow murdered him. It's about time to get direct. Don't try to say it's a heart monitor. Jim Crow murdered him. The same
people who murdered him murdered all
our leaders, and you're going to then take their word on so-called who's the most criminalist? Give me a break.
But you're using Jim Crow. You're using their words.
Yeah, but you would attempt against that, but then when
Jim
it comes
Crow,
to that
but
thing,
Jim Crow,
you say all of a sudden
Jim
that's all of a sudden it's fact.
Jim
all of a sudden
Crow
was,
is,
oh, the Nigerians
Crow,
was, it's fact. It's nonsense.
Jim Crow came from white people. Why can't you say white supremacy? Why can't you say white people? Why you got to call them Jim
They're
Crow?
Not supreme. They're not supreme. That's what turns
just
out that views like that and slavery have to be abolished. That's what you have to understand.
Oh.
Gagat deals with the reality. We weren't slaves. We're prisoners of war. We don't talk about white supremacy. We talk because Jim Crow is the most inferior thing on the planet. It's a matter of understanding that Jim Crow has fraudulently gotten you to act like three-fifths so they can perpetrate that fraud. But once that fraud is broken, which is the three-fifths, and you get back to your five-fifths reality, then you're becoming Afro-supremacy. You won't be dealing with European so-called supremacy. You'll deal with Afro-supremacy.
Afro is a hairstyle. But what I'm saying is that Jim Crow is
Afro
U.S. government.
Afro refers to black people.
I know a lot of Jewish people got Afros.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be laughing at you, sir, but Afro is defined as, you define a people by land, history, and culture. Where's Afro land?
Who killed Malcolm X? Who killed Martin Luther King? Who killed Steve Biko? Who killed Thomas Sankara? Who killed Samara Michelle? Who killed all these African leaders? These are Jim Crow. You cannot trust Jim Crow. Especially the FBI and the CIA are the ones who killed him. You can't trust the FBI to so-called evaluate criminality when they're the worst criminals, if they're not in society.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying. I'm just looking at the fact of
you can't just say, well, you know, the Nigerians are listed as the number one in the crowd.
I didn't say they were number one.
Who killed Thomas Sankara? Who killed Ted Hampton?
Number one.
That's what you have to understand. Jim Crow, especially the FBI, murdered Fred Hampton.
FBI
murdered Malcolm X.
But you also got to keep in mind that they said this when in fact they're
the ones who killed these other people. And they've even hidden their hand in terms of the killing of those people.
True, but you also have to look at that these groups were infiltrated by someone who looked like them.
Used by FBI.
Yes, but it was still, they were used by people who looked like them. It wasn't white folks that wanted to get them.
Who was the agent, he was an agent of the FBI, William O'Neill. They conned him by using a prison sentence to get him to do what he did. So that's the FBI.
Okay, let me ask you this question, and you use this word a lot. When did Jim Crow come into being a word, I mean, as far as using for them?
As I said before, the Jim Crow that you're using, the Jim Crow I'm using, are not exactly the same. When I refer to Jim Crow,
I'm referring to Europeans
or non-blacks. That's the whole concept that you're dealing with is a theory.
But what color is the crow?
Why does that matter? That Jim Crow and the crow aren't the same.
Trying to give us some representation because crow is black.
Jim Crow doesn't necessarily have to represent a crow. It represents a status or a mentality. A fraudulent mentality at times, but still a mentality.
Oh, okay. Because in 1870s...
It's a military technique.
Military technique
is to hide, and then from hiding, then they steal. And then they steal from you. Then they claim that you didn't do anything. You didn't have it to begin with.
Well,
Do you understand that?
I mean, if you believe in it, hey, I'm happy for you because it ain't going my way.
Mine either.
What exactly do you mean by that?
African spirituality. Or cosmic consciousness, or universal law, or natural law would be more complying to give a people to be able to know who they are within themselves, with the universe that is outside of them is within them. Jim Crow is not in me, so I'm not even looking at even trying to deal with what you're saying because Jim Crow is something of their creation.
What's your problem with the word Jim Crow?
Because if you look at what it did to the from 1870 to not right now today, because all they did was change it to Jim Crow. Even Joe Biden said on the news, he says is that the law that they just passed in Georgia just went from Jim Crow to Jim Eagle, because it went that high in the Republican Party. Which is supposed to be the party of the people, but the part of it is both parties is that. So what you're looking at, so from my point of view of it is this whole system of what you said that shouldn't be, but it's the whiteness. It's our aberrant child. It's a defective African that genetically came out of the same people that we're talking about that came out of Kemet, because there's only two humans that started the human race. And both of them look like, the woman looked like Antoinette and the man looked like me, and both of them were melanated people. They are just a defective, aberrant child, scientifically proven that they are nothing but a defective African with a mental incompetency of thinking that they're superior when they're not superior. So in the
where did we disagree with any of that?
Well, in the wordings, because just like
you know, for
Eddie
example, what Professor Gabriel Adoyibo looks like.
If he's Nigerian, they got the same thing they got in South Africa where they call in the Dutch people Africans. And they unmelanated. So if he's a Nigerian, he's got to be melanated.
Where then is the disagreement?
Well, there's a common thing that says is that we can agree to disagree. And, I mean, I respect you and what you believe, and I'm going to believe what I believe.
What exactly do you have a disagreement with?
Jim Crow.
but you just said that the definition of Jim Crow that you have and what we have really isn't all that different. So what exactly is your problem?
The solution. In that you're saying that this $550 is going to make leaders out of people, and is there a guarantee that the, you know, this certification of this education that Dr. Igbo is going to give them is going to guarantee that their whole world will change just because they came and spent $550 on a lecture that if doesn't have any heartfelt knowledge, then the person is going to go back out with a mind full of thoughts. But if his heart is not believing and loving himself and his people, then it's going to not make too much difference.
How do you see a sign of that in Gawgut?
Pardon me?
How do you see the sign of what you just said in Gawgut?
But that's what I'm saying, is that I don't see Gaga as being able, it's not a do-all, fix-all, because if that was the part of it is, Nigeria wouldn't be in the shape that it's in. You take care of home
for
first.
For example, what part of it don't you see in terms of love?
First, you got to define what love is.